He gave me the fucking Marine last year.
Which was awesome. The fucking landscape
view of Calgary. You gotta show me the funniest part of that at some point.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What part is that? It's like everything that Jean-Claude Van Damme says is funny.
I've only seen like the first 20 minutes of it, because it was like 1 in the morning, and I was like, this is hilarious, but I have to go to bed. I cannot seriously stay up and watch Street Fighter.
Attention, warning, go out to all those who are about to listen to this podcast. We beg you not to do any heavy lifting or physically exhausting activity, for you might erupt in an uncontrollable outburst of laughter, and we do not feel like getting sued. But since we have this disclaimer, we won't. So do whatever the hell you want while you listen to this bitch. And don't forget to sit tight and enjoy listening to Media Massacre.
Exams and, you know, just
it's been a long
laziness.
Month. Matt Matt died.
Yeah.
That was unfortunate.
We mourned him and burned his corpse.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't come back as a zombie.
But we kept the vital organs and feasted on them so we may retain his spirit.
Yeah, yeah. And we might turn into zombies too. So,
yeah.
You know.
We also might feel like resurrecting him later for the next show.
Yeah, we'll have to stick our finger down our throat, though, to do that.
That's... You told me we had to stick it somewhere else. So, you're just changing it, because Dylan's here
now. How do you protect yourself
now?
With a man with two dildos?
Apparently a backwards bicycle kick.
All right, everybody, it's Sunday, May 3rd, yeah.
May
3rd? May 3rd, 2009.
Wow.
You're listening to episode 5, I guess, of Media Massacre?
5.
5, yeah.
Sonk. For our listeners in Quebec.
And Cinco for those Mexican guys who gave us swine flu.
And
thank
for
you.
People who are fans of U2. 14. Vertigo?
Oh, that was terrible.
That was weak.
You hate U2 anyway, so why did you even say that?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Maybe you should find Jesus.
Found him.
He's behind my car.
Jesus is my getaway driver.
All right, so we're here with Tom, Dylan, and me, Buzz Killer.
Tom.
You're the one that usually says that anyway.
What? Butt Kisser, yeah.
Butt Kisser, yeah.
My bad leet speak abilities. That was really funny.
That was pretty funny, yeah, yeah. All right, so you want to get started on what we've been playing?
Sure.
And watching?
Sure.
All right.
I'll go first.
Yeah, we'll go with Tom. No, I'll go with Tom.
I've not
important.
I've seen Crank 2. I have. And I have no words. It was only 90 minutes long, but when I left the theater, it was like I felt like I'd been there for a week. And it was really offensive. I was offended, but in a good way. Like, I did not think it would be as offensive as it was.
Weren't you saying that people were walking out of the theater, too?
Yeah, people,
like...
people walked out of the theater.
Me and Tom are going to go see it today, and probably Dylan's going to come with us, and we're probably going to be the only three in the theater.
Oh, my God. It's down to one showing. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, people were walking out
of
the theater.
By the time we get there today.
And it was pretty...
Probably be on Blu-ray and DVD already, too.
Oh, they won't make it into Blu-ray.
They will. They made the first one.
Crank?
I have
Crank
on Blu-ray.
I know, but why would you waste Blu-ray on that movie?
Oh,
Crank was awesome in Blu-ray. What the fuck are you talking about?
You have to see Crank 2. It's even better. There is a scene... Like, there's so many scenes that are just, like... more absurd than... There's a Godzilla spoof.
Yeah, you're talking about
with
that.
A Jason Statham, like, mascot fighting another one, taking out, like, power generators and throwing them at each other. It is ridiculous. And fuck you, Chelios has said about 110,000 times. There's even, like, one of those, like, you know, those one is like a Family Guy, and it's like the words coming up on the screen.
Oh yeah,
there's
yeah.
A, like a 30-second montage of just Fuck You Chelios in different fonts and colors. That's great. Scrolling across.
Does
the
it still
screen.
Have like the video game look to it? Like
yeah,
you know, in the first
does.
One where they have the heart beating and all that stuff.
The
and
intro, like, because it segues right from when the first one ended. So
yeah,
the
yeah.
intro is a video game of him fighting the guy with the helicopter, and it's like.
Is it like Atari 2600
yeah,
graphics?
Yeah, and when he hits the ground, it makes like the game over noise.
That's
so
awesome.
It's pretty clear to that, but it's pretty awesome. It's Sweet. Ridiculous. Just as ridiculous as the first one. And they bring, like, it's shameless how they bring characters from the first one back. Like,
yeah.
Kalo, the really gay
yeah.
guy that gets shot up. His twin brother, played by the same actor, shows up.
Is his name Galo?
No, it's Venus, but he has full body Tourette's. So, yeah, and he drives a motorbike that inexplicably crashes all the time because he'll start twitching uncontrollably. He actually starts doing it in a fight scene and proves effective. But I won't spoil the whole thing.
Oh,
here.
Yes, that's great.
I also watched Religulous, rented that one. Very impressed with the bluntness of it.
Yeah.
It was.
You got straight to the point.
It was straight to the point. He didn't dilly-daddle. Bill Maher was very crude at times, but, like...
It fit, though, and, you know, I like those type of movies that make fun of organized religion because
Me too.
I don't like it.
And it's like, he only got crude when the people were really crude to him.
Yeah.
Like he was just asking questions, and people just, like, fly off the handle at him.
Yeah.
Like, that big, fat biker dude that was like, I'm done with these, and gets up and walks away. You insulting my God.
Like I said, I haven't seen that in a long time,
yeah,
so I kind of forget
brutal.
Some stuff.
But
yeah, it was good. That was a good movie.
That's for movies. That's about it. Other than my finals business, it's been kind of
Stupid
hectic.
School. But now that's gone and over.
Yeah. Games.
Let me guess. NHL 09.
Yes, I've been playing a lot of NHL 09.
Me too.
I've started to play Battlefield Modern Combat again a bit.
Bad Company.
Bad Company. Yeah. Yeah, and got back into the online of that since school ended and trying to kill time. That's fun. I've also started. Super Mario Sunshine again on my Wii.
Alright.
That's another reason why I like the Wii now. I can play all those GameCube games that I never finished.
Yeah,
so
that's not too bad.
I've been playing...
It's not backwards compatible, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is?
It
I didn't know that.
It plays GameCube games.
Oh, okay, that's sweet.
So I've been playing a lot of Super Mario Sunshine and Paper Mario 1000 Year Door, which it was one of the last games I bought for the GameCube before I got my Xbox, so I never really got a chance to play it. So I've been playing through it for the first time, really, so it's not
cool.
a waste of money anymore. But
cool,
yeah, that's
cool.
it for me.
Well, I went and saw I Love You Man and
oh, I saw that.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I really want to see that.
I really want to see that too.
I really want to play the game.
The game looks ridiculous too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was happy with the movie.
How is Deadpool?
I already I asked him that right away.
I probably wasn't here when you talked about it.
Listen. Oh shit.
Good job.
I don't know. He's not as good as I would have liked him to be.
Like, have you read the comics that he's been in?
No, which is why I can't really
say
much about him, but, yeah.
Because he's, after reading the Cable and Deadpool series, he's my all-time favorite
Marvel
character.
At the start
character.
Of the
movie,
Ryan Reynolds, it's hilarious, and he's like, you know, you'd be the perfect soldier if you just couldn't talk, and then Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds, and he has, like, his mouth sewn shut. So
cool.
So he's not funny.
Ryan Reynolds has his mouth shut? Deadpool has his mouth sewn shut?
Sometimes, yeah, because people just get annoyed by him that they just, you know, close his mouth or something with their powers or just, like, you know, shoot his face off or something because he does have regenerative health, right?
Right.
So,
yeah,
but he's not deformed in any way, is he?
Well, he just doesn't really have a mouth, like, it's kind of nothing.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, he's not deformed or anything.
Okay. Because in the comics, he looks like he's been burned, like,
yeah.
third-degree burns sort of thing.
No.
Does it set up a... him in the next movie at all? Like,
no, they just
kind of use him?
He's just one of those...
They cut his head off, and then he...
Oh, yeah, and that'll kill him.
Yeah.
So he dies?
Yeah.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Boo Earns, man.
That is Boo Earns.
Now I don't know if I want to see the movie.
No kidding. Well, who's Will.i.am playing it?
A teleporter.
Is it Nightcrawler?
No.
No? Just a teleporter?
Yeah.
Because I was wondering...
Because Nightcrawler also has that tail, too, right? So he's...
Yeah.
Does Will.i.am have a tail?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching, I watched X2 today.
I like that one.
Yeah, and like I saw, like I forgot totally about that movie because it was made in like 2003, right?
Yeah.
And then the first scene when Nightcrawler goes and attacks the president, I was like, "Holy shit, this is kick ass!"
Yeah,
man.
It's pretty intense.
Like his teleporting and everything, and all the moves he does, and it was just amazing.
The attack on the Xavier compound was pretty cool too.
Yeah, with Wolverine just going to town on everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
badass.
The, Colossus.
Yeah, Colossus. I really wish he was in that movie more.
Yeah.
She's like, I could help. And Wolverine was like, no, you go with them. And I'm like,
no, we don't have the money to manufacture your special effects. We already wasted it all on Pyro. It was really lame.
Pyro. I'm a stupid emo kid that wish I could slit my wrist.
Yeah, and I can control fire. Whoop-de-doo. I can't make it.
Cyclops is another kind of emo kid in this movie.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's in it. Is it...
Child Cyclops? Yeah, he's just lame.
Lame?
Is there a Sentinel fight in it?
No.
No?
Who are all the X-Men in it that you can remember?
The X-Men is just, I'd say, Cyclops and Wolverine.
Really?
What I gotta, like, okay, in the X-Men universe.
Yeah, the mutants.
Oh.
Like, the Blob, Gambit.
Yeah, the Blob's in there, Gambit.
Emma Frost, or whatever you said her name was. The Frost chick.
Oh. The Frost?
Yeah.
There's no Frost chicken.
Well, she, like, turned all blue, and then she, like, deflected
bullets
and shit.
Oh, no, that's not Frost. She Diamonds.
Oh, Diamonds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I have no idea who that is.
Could that be...
No,
it's not
Jubilee. She has, like, diamonds that cover her skin, and...
I don't know who that is.
Hmm.
Could it be Jubilee?
No.
But Jubilee shoots, like, fireworks out of her fucking hand.
Well, there's quite a few, because the whole thing is that they're, like, rounding up all the mutants and then combining them into Deathpool.
You mean Deadpool?
Combining their Deadpool.
They make Deadpool from the mutants?
Yeah, they combine their powers into him, and, yeah.
Because he was...
What?
He was a Weapon X character, like Wolverine was in Sabretooth.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's... that's scary.
I'll probably see it for the action scenes.
And then they kill Deadpool right away. So they make him and kill him?
He's there for, like, maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, that's...
That's heartbreaking, man.
We'll
Deadpool
have to make that
awesome.
A double feature with a...
Yeah, with, like, Dragon Ball Z.
No, with a better movie in the second half, because we're disappointed.
I think so. Yeah. Alright, so has that been about it?
Yeah. I started playing Gears of War 2 again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Still haven't fucking beat that yet.
Yeah, we haven't. And we're not going to do it for a while because my Xbox crapped out again.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. That sucks.
Yeah, and I've been waiting for school to be over to... I have to call Microsoft. Future Shop won't give me another new one.
They won't give you another new one like last time?
It's happened twice. I walk in with my receipt and like, oh, yeah, just go pick one off the shelf. And this was just after Colin like had to call Microsoft and mail it off. He's like, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, just, I remember when he sent his away, he's like, and like a couple weeks later after he got his back, mine broke. And he's like, dude, it'll be like 2 months. And I got mine a week back.
Yeah, I know, and I was pissed because mine took like 2 months.
You've had such bad luck. Is that why you bought a PS3?
No, it's just because PS3 rules shit.
You know what you should get? A Wii.
Yeah, fuck that.
So you can get Luigi's Mansion.
No, I'm good, thanks.
The game I actually have on Wii is Zelda.
Phantom
Twilight Princess.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's not a bad game. I haven't played that much because my Wii's out at my cabin. I go out there for like a weekend every year. Plus I don't spend the whole time just playing Wii, so I've not made it far into the game, but it's kind of cool when you can turn into, like, you turn into the wolf, and then when you're in the Twilight Realm, or,
Yeah, I've never played it or seen stuff on it, so I just heard about it.
The only Zelda game I ever played through and beat was Ocarina of Time.
Me too.
And I did
that and Majora's Mask for me.
I never played Majora's Mask.
It was pretty cool. I like getting all the different masks and everything in it.
I remember Zelda being incredibly hard, though. Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
It took me forever.
Like, when you're... Like, I hated, like, when you went through, like, the valley and all that stuff, and then the skeletons would pop up and, like, whoop your ass.
Yeah, when... At night.
Yeah,
see,
at night.
I just keep running from them. I got tired of fighting them.
Yeah.
And I played at a time when
one, and then another pops up.
Yeah,
totally.
Would take like an hour.
I played at a time when that still kind of creeped me out, too.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to
play
it in the dark in my friend's basement.
Yeah.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, not fun.
No, that valley part wasn't fun, but the rest of the game was awesome.
Yeah, that's like one of my all-time favorite games.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing a shitload of Godfather 2.
Yeah.
I picked it up last Saturday.
I tried a bit of it, didn't like it.
Yeah, the graphics are fucking horrible.
They're awful.
Like, EA really needs to update
the
graphics engine.
PS2.
It's original Godfather game graphics. You played the original Godfather, right? Yeah, it looks exactly like that.
Except it looks worse because, like, it's the 50s this time, so the cars are not... Like, you get away with that with, like, 30s cars,
yeah.
But because it's the 50s, it looks like raw shit.
Yeah, it looks like
real
garbage.
Crap.
Like, the only good part about the presentation is the voice acting, but that's... The voice acting was awesome in the first one.
And when I was playing it, I didn't like the controls at all. It's a weapon wheel. Like, you hold on the button and you use the stick.
Oh.
I didn't like that. The auto-targeting never targeted who I wanted.
Yeah, that...
I
had problems with that.
It sucked.
Like, it wouldn't... Like, when I was, like, fighting five guys at once, it wouldn't auto-select the guy that
next
was closest to me. It would shoot the one that I'm closest... Like, my reticle is closest to.
Yeah.
So that really pissed me off, and that's how I died a lot sometimes.
I didn't.
Because usually the guy that was running up in front of me was with a shotgun, because it's a short-range weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be running up. Yeah, exactly.
The driving, I didn't like. I just didn't like it at all.
Technically, the game is fucking horrible, and story-wise, it follows Godfather 2, like,
the movie,
a lot.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the character you play, which is another sort of outsider character,
like
sort of thing.
Like in the first one?
Like in the first one.
And you just interact
but
with the
characters. You have, like, the Frank Pentangeli part in the courthouse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where they bring his brother in to make him not talk.
Yeah.
You have where Fredo dies, where they kill him.
Is that a playable part or just a cutscene?
It's at the end.
Okay.
You see them sitting on a boat, and Fredo's repeating the words of the Bible, and then the gun just goes and shoots him in the head. And
that was so sad.
Yeah, but after I watched The Godfather again, like Godfather Part 2 again, I'm like, yeah, Fredo, you deserve that shit, you bastard.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I played through the whole game. It took me, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours. And so...
That's not that long,
I'm
either.
Done with it.
Yeah.
Because I got all the trophies.
I was
going
to ask you to borrow
so.
It, but once I tried, I was just like, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't even want to put 6 hours into that.
Yeah, it's a to each its own game.
Yeah.
Like Call of Cthulhu or something, because that game is filled with bugs, but it's great. Like, it's a great game. But anyway, yeah, I picked up Henry Hatsworth and the Puzzling Adventure from NES, which is awesome.
Look at the cover.
It's probably one of the best DS games I've ever played. It's so great.
Does that not look like a Family Guy character?
Totally.
Good show. Like...
It makes his
platforming and puzzling together, like sort of like Bejeweled puzzling, where you have to match three things and then they like eliminate each other, sort of thing. But you have to know what times to switch between each things. Like it has a lot of strategy to it when you get farther in, because it gets fucking hard.
Yeah,
and there's certain power ups too, like. There's this tea time power up where you turn into a giant robot and then you can just wreck shit. Like, everybody in your path is just wrecked.
But it looks
awesome.
Like a puzzle game. Like, how are you moving? Yeah. Are you, like, platforming too?
Well, yeah. The top screen is the puzzling screen.
Uh-huh.
And then you can switch down at any time. Or, no, sorry. The top screen is the platforming screen.
Yeah.
You can switch down any time to the puzzling screen to get power ups or eliminate enemies.
Okay.
Like, anytime you kill an enemy, it turns into a block and goes down in the puzzle.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you don't eliminate that enemy, it comes back up as a block and keeps attacking you until you kill it.
That is really weird.
Yeah. But
Clever.
It's fun, man.
Clever.
Like, also in the one boss fight in the first level, the person shot out, like, these, like, weird plant things, and it would go straight down into your puzzle.
Yeah.
And then turn into a plant, and you couldn't move that thing. You had to eliminate it by moving the other blocks around it. So that would disappear.
Yeah.
And I don't know what would happen if it came back up, because I eliminated all of them beforehand, but...
That's actually really cool.
It's a fun game. Like, I'm really loving it. But I heard it gets really, like, hard when you get deeper into it. Like, the third levels and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Third world and everything. I've also been playing Broken Sword, Shadow of the Templars, which was an old
Never
game for the PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
It was a point-and-click sort of adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of thing.
Wouldn't have played it.
Which I like, so... I play those.
I don't know. I don't like the point-and-click ones.
No? Like Sam and Max and stuff like that? Or
no.
Oh, see, I love those. I don't know why. It's just... The writing is usually so good in them. Like Sam and Max and Wallace and Gromit and everything.
Yeah.
The writing is so good.
Wallace and Gromit's writing
love
is
playing
pretty
through
funny.
It.
Pretty good.
I also played a bit of the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 demo. It's coming out for the PSN and 360 soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be badass. I can't wait for that game. Last time I played it was on the Dreamcast. It was fucking awesome.
I haven't never really played Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, it's awesome. Like, you can get, like, infinite combos that go, like, for 58 hits and just destroy your opponent's team and
stuff.
See,
wouldn't that, like, cause people to, like, go to incredible lengths of anger?
Yeah, but you have to be really, really good at it to pull it off.
Okay.
Like, it's not one thing that, you know, somebody that just picks up and plays for, like, 2 weeks can pull off. You have to dedicate huge time to it.
Mm-hmm.
Started playing Diablo. It's, like, dungeon crawler PC game.
I know
game.
What Diablo is.
Yeah, it's hard as fuck.
Yeah, I also hate it.
I got into the second I got into the second dungeon and I got swarmed by skeletons all the time and it pissed me off. I died so fast. But so far it's all right.
I hate Diablo.
Yeah, I know. I tried to play it. I just
I'm playing them.
Was so into it in junior high.
Yeah.
I'm playing them in the wake of the third one, right?
Yeah.
Like the third one's going to be released hopefully soon. Diablo 3. So I'm playing them in wake of that sort of thing, so played Left 4 Dead with Tom and Matt.
Oh yeah,
did the survival.
We tried the new survival mode,
which is hard as nails.
It's incredibly hard.
What's survival mode?
It's like you just like have to.
You're in one part of the map.
Yeah,
like the whole map.
And there's a new map.
Yeah, and there's the lighthouse
one. You like you got the four campaigns, and there's like different stages like before the safe room, and you get like one part. That's usually a defensible location. It's filled with like propane tanks, gas tanks, ammo, and guns.
Mm.
And med kits and painkillers and stuff, and you pretty much have to set up in a spot and spread out all your stuff, and then you like do something to alert the horde, and then you defend and last as long as you can. And we lasted longest like 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
38 seconds.
Minutes and 38 seconds. And
it was the longest.
It's just like zombies and tanks and the smoke.
And that new lighthouse map is a bitch.
The lighthouse map. Because
we thought we were going to be safe in that one room with the generator in there and the canisters.
Yeah.
But those fuckers broke through the wall and shit.
Yeah.
And
they
come through the wall. So you can't have like one door and then just defend that.
Yeah.
No. They'll come through the wall. They'll come through the windows. They'll come through everything. And they made the AI director even more hard in this because he spawns a tank every 15 seconds. So once a tank comes, you have to kill the tank. Don't worry about any other zombies.
Yeah.
You have to kill the tank or else 15 seconds later, you'll have two tanks on your hands.
Yeah.
Which will totally fuck you over. And then also you have the smokers and the hunters. It spawns like three hunters at a time and like two smokers at a time. It's crazy shit.
It's incredibly difficult.
Yeah. And they put like the ammo dumps like right outside the door that you're trying to guard and you have all these zombies coming in and you can't even get to it because it's just... It's fucked.
Well,
man.
I've never like played long enough where I've actually run out of ammo.
Yeah, me neither.
Can you play it more than two people though?
Yeah, it's four player.
It's four player.
Yeah,
and you need four people.
That's
really.
Why you need to get Steam, man, so you can get Left 4 Dead
so
and play with
this.
Us.
Yeah, but like if you have at least one computer control guy, you're fucked because he is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, because he'll come and revive you and shit, and you're like, he's getting swarmed by zombies, and you're like, no, dude, just fight the zombies. Go on longer because we need this time.
Yeah,
right? We need more time, but. Nope, don't like to do that.
It's pretty much You may as well not even have a health kit to heal other people. Like you have
you
one
can't
for yourself,
use it at all.
And you use it if you can while other people are shooting. Because
they spawn hordes like every 5 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like huge. It's
huge
ridiculous.
Hordes of like 50 zombies.
It's fun, but
so
incredibly
it's crazy.
Difficult.
Yeah, definitely. I played Killzone. I had a game night with people on Talking About Games forums,
mm-hmm.
and we played Killzone for a bit and. It was just me and one guy at first for, like, you know, 30 minutes, so we went in and played a game,
mm-hmm.
and I spanked his ass.
Yeah, you were telling me.
Like, I thought he was just going to leave, yeah. I headshot him with a pistol, like, 50, 60 yards away, and I was thinking to myself, just had this picture in my head of this guy just breaking his controller.
Rage quit.
I beat him in every game that we played, because there's 5 different games, right? Like,
right.
There's body count, Capture the Flag sort of thing and 3 other ones, so I beat him in basically all
of them
except one, and the one I lost at I wasn't playing with him before, so
right,
that's why I lost.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been watching the Batman TV show from 1966.
Oh,
I've been downloading the whole series.
They're pretty I have a whole bunch of them taped.
Oh, God,
on VHS.
They're so corny.
They're pretty bad.
But they're so awesome. You can't stop watching them.
Oh, they're bad. Like
I know. But you can't stop watching them. Once you start watching, you're like, this is so horrible. I should stop watching. And then you can't. You're like mesmerized.
Yeah, it's great when you're little.
Yeah.
But it's a kid's show. It totally is. And when you go back to look at it, like, oh yeah, I remember that.
I can't wait to get an Egghead episode though. Vincent Price's Egghead.
Priceless.
Excellent.
And he says egg puns.
Yeah, exactly.
Extraordinary. It's brittle. I'm exaggerating.
So I'm watching that. I watched Street Fighter, which Tom gave me for my birthday.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
With good old Jean-Claude
and
Van Damme.
And Gomez from the Addams Family.
Who plays Guile.
Gomez.
Yeah, and Gomez plays Bison.
Actually, I know it was on TV today. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I watched that a bit.
Yeah.
I can't watch that movie in, like, length. I don't know why. I can watch it for, like, a few minutes, but then after that, I have to change the channel or something.
As soon as I see any clip from that movie, I know what it is, even.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I saw the car go off the bridge.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Totally.
I love the part when they go back, they go into the dead world sort of thing, and then they have the office sitting there, and then there's the one guy with the chicken stuck in his neck,
yeah.
And the other one, his leg on in a shark and stuff.
The people, like, just have died the most gruesome deaths.
And the guy, the skeleton smoking, he's like, yeah, I'm trying to cut down smoking. He's all burnt and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Just to go back, I watched a movie, Just Friends. I watched Just Friends for the first time.
Oh, with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart.
It was really funny.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad in that.
I wasn't expecting it to be funny because it got panned and everything.
Yeah.
It's really quirky.
Yeah.
His character is so funny. It's a retainer.
I just don't like Amy Smart.
The song at the start.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Samantha? Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
that.
That
was a good movie. Alright, did you ever see Major Pain?
Yes.
I watched that. Holy shit, man, that took me back. That movie's awesome.
What's the...
What are you looking at, you little freckle-faced cartoon?
Yeah.
The kid with the big ears and the freckles.
Look at the beginning where his leg's hurting, so he breaks his finger, so he
doesn't think
about his leg so much.
Yeah, and his finger's like all like jagged. It looks like a square.
Here. Was that a Ty Diggs?
No, it was not Keenan Ivory Wayans. It was his son, who's the father of... it was Damon Wayans.
Damon Wayans,
who's the father of Marlon and Sean Wayans.
Right.
Right? Yeah, I think that's how it goes, that family tree. Can't remember.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
They all look the same age.
Yep, they all look the same.
Yeah.
Like, if Sean and Marlon shaved their heads, they would look like their grandfather and dad.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But yeah, Major Pain was hilarious. I forgot how good that movie
Major
was.
Pain.
When he has them dressed up in dresses and they have to run around and everything like that in the school, in the prep school. Oh yeah, that was great.
I forgot about Major Pain.
And I also watched, did you guys ever see Dead Man on Campus?
No.
With Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell?
No. Next.
The dude who plays Zach?
No.
No, it
Zach
was awesome,
Morris.
Man. Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but it's Zach
Dude,
Morris.
You have to see it. It's so good. It has Lachlan Monroe, too. You know the guy from Knight the Roxbury, their dumb friend, who wanted the Power Bar, Bar franchise?
Yeah. He was, ripped.
Yeah, he's in it. He's hilarious. He's, like, this sex-crazed guy. He's like, kick me... The first time they meet him, he's like, kick me in the junk, man! Kick me in the junk! They're like, no, dude, we don't want to kick you in the junk. He's like, yeah, just do it, man, just do it. And he's like... Everything gets him horny too, so he's like humping that. He's like, I get so horny sometimes, I just want to hump this lamp and then hump this couch. He's doing the actions and everything.
That sounds pretty.
Oh, you have to see it. It was made in the late 90s, but it's so
Dead
funny.
Dead Man on Campus?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's great. Alright, so that's been about all I've done.
Hold on, we're convening.
Okay, they're having a little conference.
I can't remember this movie.
I never saw it.
Dylan wrote
That's
down
with Martin Lawrence, right?
Yeah,
I never saw it.
Never saw it.
No.
I'm sorry, Dylan.
What about Blue Streak?
You can put that in. Because that was a good movie.
That's where he steals the diamond, right?
Yeah. That's a great movie. I watched it on TV.
What's his cop buddy? Who plays him again?
Luke Wilson.
Yes, yeah. Luke Wilson.
The dumbass.
Blue Streak.
Alright, went in the right bowl. Okay, so next we have... Trailer trash.
We got actually a lot of trailers. Wait,
now
we need the music.
Now.
Oh.
Some vocal memories done, but then again, some vocal like Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel.
Hey, what's going on this side?
All right, so yeah, we've seen a shitload of trailers. Like, let's, me and Tom have, at least. Yeah. I don't know about you.
Let's.
Well,
because you're usually not prepared at all, you know.
Okay, well.
Okay,
go.
So you go first,
let's,
then.
Let's hear it.
I don't care. Go
just
first.
Just one.
Just give us one.
Just one.
Harry Potter. You had to have seen that one if you went to two movies this week.
Yeah, I saw Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he gets a wand in the ass next.
And a lightning bolt comes out his mouth.
No, it comes out his dick. To Hermione and impregnates her with a wizard child.
Okay, let's stop there. Anyway, go ahead, Dylan.
Well, I actually didn't see the trailers for when I went to see I Love You, Man, because I got to the movie just as I was starting.
Oh,
you missed
the
best
right
part of the movie.
After my exam.
Oh, I saw a trailer before I Love You, Man, if I may intercede.
Yeah.
You know that new, like, epic movie kind of stuff?
Yeah, the dance one?
One looks hilarious. I saw the trailer for it, Dance Flick. And you know the scene in Save the Last Dance where they're, like, doing, like, the side-to-side, snap-the-fingers thing? He's like, yeah, you gotta invade my space, She, like, invades the space. He's like, man, you invade my space! And just decks her!
See, what I'm worried about that movie... What I'm worried about that movie is that, like, you know... alluding to like Save the Last Dance and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think the demographic that movie is aimed at will get what that's from, because Save the Last Dance came out when I was still in elementary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And that was what, fucking 14 years ago?
And have you seen the part where she's like break dancing and then she gives birth?
And the baby like break dances when it comes out of
Was she black?
Yes.
Yeah. Racism.
She's in high school still because like a teen thing.
Alright.
Like, man, don't you have a babysitter? Like, no, babysitters are dangerous. And she's like, hangs her baby in her locker and closes it.
Oh my god.
It looks kind of...
Well, like, that's by Sean and Marlon Wayans, too.
It looks funny. It looks better than Epic Movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, Epic Movie wasn't done by them.
Yeah.
Epic Movie wasn't done by them, so that's why it wasn't funny.
Yeah, all those movies suck.
Oh, yeah,
but
totally.
This one looks like it's got, like... It looks like it's funny.
Yeah? Do you think it's worth $12 to go
see
it?
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
Yeah?
The trailer made me laugh outside about...
That one.
Really?
No.
The trailer made me laugh
with Dylan.
About five times. Like, it was funny.
It's one that I might watch if I'm at someone's house at, like, a party put it on.
And somebody wants to put on Dance Flick.
Yeah. Yeah, you know those parties.
Yeah. Let's watch Epic Movie after.
Let's play a parody movie. 18th birthday party. They put on High School Musical and I left.
Yeah, oh my god. Did they read the Bible after too?
No.
Or Twilight?
Twilight wasn't out at that point, but yeah, no, I was just like...
Twilight came out of nowhere too. All of a sudden there's movie about this vampire thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, I never saw the books before. I was like, what the hell is this shit?
I used to have a Halloween party when I first heard about it, and all the girls were like, oh, I'm so excited for Twilight, because I was talking about 007.
Yeah.
And I was excited for that. They're like, oh no, I'm so excited for Twilight. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've never heard of this shit.
Like, tomorrow? like 3 a.m.? Oh, ridiculous.
Is it a movie about the time of day? Like, is it a documentary?
I'm excited for Twilight. I'm excited for Dusk.
I like Dawn better.
Yeah, I'm more of a midday afternoon guy. Moving an ice cream cone, chilling on the beach. No vampires there. Oh, man.
Oh, I can't stand any girl who watches... Because every vampire movie, when they go in the light, they turn to dust.
Yeah.
That's a common...
Well, that's... Yeah,
in
common
this,
in the
they go
war.
In the sun, and they glow and sparkle. That's what the vampires do when they go in the sun.
That's
they
what makes
sparkle.
It...
A, that's so gay.
That's what makes it chick movie.
Yeah, totally.
And every girl I talk to, they're like, I'm like, how do they go out in the day? They're like, well, they just sparkle.
And instead of, like, biting their neck and drinking their blood,
God.
They take them out to a seafood dinner and don't call them again.
And give them an abstinence ring.
They wrote the exact same book from the vampire's point of view, and girls are reading this shit. It's the same book. But it's from a different point of view, so they're all buying it. Yeah.
That's retarded.
That's ridiculous.
It's
the new
Harry
Potter.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Oh, no. I can understand Harry Potter. Like, I've read Harry Potter. I actually like those books because I started when I was, like, in grade 5. And so, I like the Harry Potter world. But, yeah, no, Twilight... Oh.
It
just ruined every vampire thing I've ever...
Yeah, you know, like, in the 90s it was cool to be black, and now it's, like, cool to be emo?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Adventureland. The girl in that was in Into the Wild.
Oh.
And I liked her in Into the Wild. Like,
oh yeah, that movie with what's his face?
Emil Hirsch.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
It was a great movie. And he went on to do Speed Racer. And she went on to do Twilight. They both made terrible choices. But that was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie, though.
I watched 10 minutes of Speed Racer out of pure curiosity on, like, the movie channel yesterday. Like, 5 days ago. And I was like, this sucks.
I saw Christina Ricci and turned it.
It was a racing scene, too. Yeah. And I was like, this is bad.
Yeah, so they both went on. But I liked her in Into the Wild. And I liked her as an actress just because she was in that movie. And then she was in Twilight. I can't watch anything. I couldn't even go watch Adventureland because she's in it now.
I was at HMV the other day, and that freak tied, I don't know his name, they got to play the fucking main vampire or whatever, and he's got the stupid hair.
Yeah. Hugh Death.
There was a book at HMV at the till where it's a coffee table book, and it's just pictures of him. That's it.
It's probably sold millions, too. It's probably on the New York Times bestseller list.
And it's, like, fucking 400 pages. It's, like, the thickest coffee table book I've ever... And it's got quotes by him. It's
oh, my,
like,
God.
My parents always say they're so proud of me, but then I say, why? I haven't really done anything. Like, that's a... Oh, I was, like, just, like, oh, my God. I want to, like, pistol whip him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, these fucking retarded kids and their shit.
Oh, man.
Well, they, like, sell the book in, like, Blockbuster.
Yeah, I know.
In the bookstore.
Yeah. It's a fashion accessory now.
Yeah, it's one of those stupid fads again.
Yeah, it's a fad.
People just to be trendy.
Yeah.
It's the thing that's Matt.
So stupid.
Well, when I see guys reading them, I just have to laugh
at them.
Isn't
that what Matt's doing today? He's
what?
At home reading Twilight.
Yeah, no, I thought he was dead.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's because he read Twilight. He
killed
himself.
And then he went to the sun and glowed to the extreme.
Oh, man.
Oh, oh right. My God. Okay, well, that's the trailer for something.
We talked about Harry Potter.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's actually get
into stupid ease of emo shit.
We actually have a lot of trailers.
Okay, yeah, Bruno, let's talk about that one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
I was not sold on that movie until I saw that trailer.
Oh, so funny.
That... The voice is perfect.
Yeah, when he first comes on with the microphone, he's like, hey, guys!
He's crooked. He's holding it like 50 Cent would hold a 9mm.
Where's my skull?
Oh, man. Oh, the lines are hilarious. It looks incredibly
Madonna
offensive.
Madonna has one. Now I have one. It's a black baby.
It's a black baby. I'm going to give it the traditional African name, OJ.
What did you just say?
It looks brutal, and it shows him, like, that magazine photo of him holding his black baby, and he's covered in bees.
Yeah, the black baby's
covered in
bees.
Beehive costume.
Yeah. He goes into Sears.
Yeah, this may be hard for you to believe, but I am
gay.
He's wearing tight neon green pants
and, like,
with a fishnet shirt and a
leopard
print
skin
fedora.
Oh, man.
How do you defend yourself from a man with a dildo? Ah, but how do you defend yourself from a man with two dildos?
Going up the ass with it?
And a slow-mo demonstration fighting. Or the Velcro jumpsuit was pretty funny, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was great.
Get me out of this.
Help me out of this.
Yeah, that's definitely worth $12.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah, that I'll go see.
Speaking of the price, if you show your student ID...
It's only $5. Or it's like $5.60.
And you get a drink and popcorn.
Yo, I should
show
my card,
like,
today.
It's $10, but you get your movie ticket, a drink, and a regular popcorn.
Chinook College.
Which is usually about $75 on its own.
Yeah, totally.
So,
but yeah. I think it's only till the end of April, though, so we might have missed it.
We'll try.
Yeah,
we'll
try.
Because they were so stupid. They ended it in December.
That's ridiculous.
And then
when people have
January.
A break.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why they would end it,
well,
though, right?
Well, it's because people aren't in school. Yeah.
Well, because
they would lose
they have
more
time
money.
To go see movies, though.
Yeah. But they would lose more money.
Yeah, God forbid the movie theater, you know, lose money.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody's not downloading
Please.
As is.
Well, whatever.
When you go to movies, if you go on, like, a Friday night, have you noticed? They're all, like, 14.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
the oldest kids.
Like...
And they're all carrying, like, switchblades and shit.
Like, when we went in Adventureland, wasn't it? We went in, and it was, like, at night on a PE day. So we're like, oh, it's going to be a mess. And it was just prostitutes central, man.
Prostitutes. That's another freaking fad I wish
and,
would go
and
away.
And the freaking, like, the kids with like, the spiked hair and, like, the chains, but they're, like, 11.
Yeah. God damn it.
It's brutal. It's really
We're
going
to have to talk about my new haircut.
We
had some,
hey, we got some interesting news. Dylan has the same hairstylist as me. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He told me.
You're really excited about this, aren't you?
Well, no, because I made fun of him because his frosted tips that he came in with. Yeah,
it was bad.
No, I can vouch for her. She's pretty cool.
I don't think I'd go back.
Really? Dude, he got frosted tips from her and he didn't want frosted tips. On one side of his head. He looked like Rogue, man. The guy version of Rogue.
Have you guys seen Burn After Reading?
Not yet. You look like Brad Pitt.
I look like Brad Pitt's hairdo, yeah.
No, he looked like a 14-year-old Asian kid with the white frosted tips.
You didn't like her, eh?
No, not a fan.
I like her. She's nice.
And I go back and she's like, so what do you want? I'm like, I want it on both sides and not white. And then I just didn't say anything for her. She's like, so you want it like out to here? I was like, I don't want it white and I want it on both sides evenly.
I want it to look like it's natural. Not like I've been really scared.
Or, you know, fought like Magneto had to power a giant generator.
Yeah, I don't want it to look like I fought Magneto. Oh, that's brutal.
Oh, man. All right, so other one we saw was Transformers 2, me and you.
Yeah, we watched the Transformers 2 trailer.
I watched that too.
Yeah, there you
go. There's the token shot of Megan Fox's ass in Daisy Duke on shorts.
When she gets on the motorcycle. Yeah.
Yeah, on top of the motorcycle.
Yeah.
That's basically the only thing I remember, because I thought it was...
But I was reading a blog about that.
There might be robots in it, too.
Giant ones with lots of metal pieces.
I really don't care. That's about the only time robots that have big guns can be upstaged.
I'd love to see Optimus Prime and Megan Fox. You upstage me, Fox, again, and I'll kill you.
And he's like, here's how the storyline starts. He moves away from sex with Megan Fox, and the storyline gets dumber from that.
Yeah, he moves away to go to school.
Yeah.
What?
Please, I'm gonna leave my basement.
Yeah, she would be like chained there.
No kidding. Anyway, no, it looks good. A lot of, like you were saying, non-recognizable robots.
I can't recognize the Decepticons at all.
Except for Megatron. Yeah. Well, I saw Starscream in there.
Yeah, Starscream. But yeah, the other ones, like I heard Soundwave was supposed to be in there, and I could not see him at all.
When it comes to the Predacons, the only ones I can recognize are from Beasties, so I can't really talk about these.
Yeah,
ones.
The Predacons were in the Transformers universe, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Predacons,
and they just had their own shows.
What were the Dinobots? Dinobots.
Well, they still had Optimus Prime.
What were the Dinobots?
Dinobots.
Although there is one called Dinobot.
Yeah.
In Beast Wars, he was a Predacon and then switched over.
Yeah. But yeah. I'll probably pay $12 to see it.
Of course, I'll go see it. It'll be another double feature.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to figure out a movie for double feature for that stuff.
For sure. We gotta figure one out. It's been a while.
You know what double feature I actually went to that was the most obscure? Lilo and Stitch and The Bourne Identity.
Wow.
Wow, that's really weird.
Which one did actually you see second?
The Bourne Identity.
Okay.
Really weird.
If you probably saw like Lilo and Stitch second, your brain would have been melted. You'd have been like, this is so fucked. You would have been like Matt Damon stoned.
Matt Damon!
You just been watching it, and I was like, when does the shaky cam come in? Shaky cam Lilo?
Where's the shaky cam in the police cars?
Shaky cam in the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I really liked
the Bourne Identity.
Oh, really?
It's the second one where they start with the shaky cam, and I have no clue what's going on in any fight scene. I just randomly see someone getting knocked out.
You randomly see a fist?
Yeah, the scene in the first one at the embassy is pretty solid.
Yeah, that was Wicked when he was fighting the cops.
But I like their... that's in one movie, because the chase scene, they're in like a old school mini.
Yeah.
And they're doing a chase... It's not... There's no explosions. That's a good quality chase.
Yeah, it reminds me...
Well, yeah, like Ronin and stuff like that, too.
And it reminds me of... have you seen The French Connection?
No.
Or the old school Italian Job.
Yes. Or the old school Italian Job. But the chasing The French Connection is pretty sweet, too. Because they didn't have a permit to do it, so they were racing through live traffic in New York.
Wow, that's crazy.
And not a single accident, but it was, like, hardcore kind of... Like, it was sweet.
Yeah. You know what, MacGyver stole the chase scene from The Italian Job and put it in one of their episodes.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know that they're coming out with a MacGyver movie?
Really?
Really? I think you were telling me about it, actually. No?
We'll
have to look it up, because I'm pretty sure...
Richard Dean Anderson will make a cameo in his Calgary Flames cap, totally.
Yeah.
He has to be... They can't have another guy being MacGyver.
It won't be Richard Dean. Have you seen Richard Dean Anderson lately? He's old and fat and jowly. Like
he hangs out with Steven Seagal.
Fighting seals.
Come into our village, and eat our food, send you back to hell, where you came from.
Right,
so Bruno looks awesome.
We were talking about Transformers.
Oh, were we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, we saw the X-Men's Origins.
The longer one.
The quick look.
Yeah,
for
we
looked, Giant Bomb.
Yeah, we saw
fucking
the game.
Sweet, man.
The most intense part, there's this move you get early in the game, it's the lunge, and what you do is when you're close enough to a guy, it shows like an arc, and you lunge and just kill him or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You like stab him in the chest.
But
and
he does this against a chopper, and he lunges on the front of the chopper, and he's like, smashes the glass, the guy like leans out and shoots him, and it knocks him off, and he sticks his claws in the bottom of the chopper and flips himself back up, smashes the window, pulls the guy out and lifts his head into the spinning propeller of the helicopter.
Yeah, like you think he's just gonna like toss him off, right? Like just like a piece of paper or something? No, he lifts him up and shoves him in the road. Right,
blood
right
everywhere.
Yeah, like his head's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's like chunks.
It's ridiculous. And it's this move where he like does a downward slice and cuts off like
their arms or they arms. Or he like gets them right
yeah.
in the head like an uppercut
and
with
their
his
head
claws
flies
and their
off.
Head flies off. It looks awesome.
I'm gonna play this game now.
Yeah, I know, totally.
And it shows damage, like the healing factor. Like you'll see like his bones or like his ribs exposed and then you stand still.
Yeah.
And like it heals like it does in the movies.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has the classic costume too. It's
yeah,
spandex.
From the comics.
It's gonna be awesome.
In the cartoon.
It's gonna be epic.
The yellow and blue spandex.
Yeah.
It's so ugly.
The Star Trek trailer.
Yeah. I don't want to see Star Trek.
Harold's in it.
I don't like Star Trek,
Harold?
So.
Harold from Harold and Kumar.
Yeah. Those guys are in everything.
They are, except until they commit suicide.
Oh, because they're becoming like the liaison.
Yeah,
to
Cal Penn on
the
House.
The next Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Cal Penn's character on House killed himself.
Yeah,
because he was part of. He's now part of the Obama administration.
Yeah. So he killed himself?
They wrote him out of the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So yeah,
but Cal Penn himself is part of the Obama administration now.
But yeah,
and then Harold was on House for an episode.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he in White Castle?
No. Oh. He played this weird guy who... He was like a...
Didn't know where he was because he was so stoned.
No, he like...
And he kept thinking his doctor was Doogie Howser.
Yeah. That would be awesome if MPH made a cameo. There's Doogie Howser.
It's okay. I'm a doctor. No, what was he? Sorry.
He was weird. He was all into S&M.
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Star Trek, not really interesting.
Yeah, Star Trek, I'm not
but it has Simon Pegg in it.
Still not interested.
Oh, yeah.
As who? Scotty?
Scotty,
yeah. Still not interested. I don't
like
Star
Trek.
I like
how they didn't break any of the race barriers down. They just kind of kept them consistent. The Asian guy is still the Asian guy. Captain Kirk still sucks at acting.
Yeah. Who is Captain Kirk?
I have no idea.
Some guy with a big forehead.
I have no idea. It looks like the guy who played Iceman in X-Men 2.
It's not him.
It looks like him, though.
Yeah, it's not him.
Because I never watched Star Trek with, like, Captain Kirk.
Oh, neither did I.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, really? I never watched Star Trek.
Yeah. My mom's big into it, but I don't like it.
I haven't watched that much, but I actually like when it has Jean-Luc. I like that. I don't like the original series. Next Generation.
I just don't like Star Trek.
I liked the old fight scenes on YouTube, though. Oh, man. It's so, when he fights the lizard man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can see the zipper on his costume.
Oh, yeah.
It's brutal.
Anywho, I watched a video for Battlefield Heroes. You've heard about that, right?
The second bad company, right?
No, it's a full-out different game. Like,
is it the
it goes back to the roots of Battlefield.
It's the Xbox Live Arcade one.
Yeah, it's coming out for that, but it's on the PC right now, and it's like fully web-based. Like it plays out of your web browser.
What's the hero aspect of it? Is like heroes as in like World of Warcraft heroes?
No, they just named it that because
they're heroes.
Yeah, it's a big multiplayer game, right?
Okay.
Similar to like Capture the Flag or something, or say or like go to this base and protect it, sort of thing.
Yeah, Capture the Point.
So it's just a big multiplayer game like the originals were, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it actually doesn't look too bad. It's got those cartoony, like, cel-shaded graphics sort of thing.
Like Team Fortress?
Yeah, exactly like Team Fortress.
Okay.
They based a lot of their graphics off Team Fortress sort of thing.
So it's kind of a rip-off, except in World War II.
Yeah, but, you could call it an homage, too.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a rip-off. But anyway, yeah, it looks like it plays pretty well, and it looks pretty fun, so I might try it out when it comes out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. It cuts down on the classes a lot, doesn't it? Isn't there only three
It's one of those freemium games where that it's free to play, but to get certain stuff, you have to pay for it.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, but it's still...
I don't like the marketing of that.
Yeah, a lot of North Americans don't. Like, it works a lot in, like, Asian countries and stuff like that, but
yeah,
it doesn't really work in North America.
Yeah, that's because they're insane, the RPG stuff.
Yeah.
It's like their pastime.
Oh, yeah,
ridiculous.
Like StarCraft 2 and shit and all that stuff.
That's because they still
StarCraft
have arcades
2,
there that are viable businesses. Like,
microtransactions are a huge thing
over
there.
It's more of a casual thing here, I think, gaming.
Yeah, it hasn't really hit its stride yet.
A hobby?
Yeah, it hasn't hit its stride yet because it hasn't had a game that people want to play and make microtransactions for.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but
some
yeah.
people are pretty hardcore into that.
Oh yeah, like
Warcraft.
Like a lot of gamers are hardcore.
Don't people
like
kill themselves over their World of Warcraft character?
I don't know
if they kill themselves.
Well, I was listening to a podcast. I can't remember which one, but they were talking about Warcraft, and they were saying that they know a guy that joined a guild in it.
Yeah.
And they made him sign a contract, like an actual paper contract. Like, saying that he was going to do certain things and not do certain things and everything while he's in this guild.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and he had to go through this training. Like, they have, like, 20 guild battles, right? So, you know, you get a huge guild of 20, and then you go and do this battle.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that wants to join the guild has to be number 10, like, 4 times in a row in how many kills he's got.
Yeah.
So, if
10 or higher.
Yeah, 10 or higher.
10th or higher out of
10th or higher. Yeah, out of, like, 20 or 40 or 30. So, and that's what they have to do to be able to get into these fucking guilds.
That's
like, it's
lame.
Crazy. Yeah, I know, totally. I would never do that. I'd be like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Just go on my own.
I'm gonna bang my girlfriend.
You can't say bang your girlfriend on
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, what was that from?
On Family Guy.
Right.
When he breaks out of prison.
Yeah.
You're gonna go home and bang my girlfriend, and then you're gonna go kill Chris Griffin.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I forgot about that. Interviewing him right when he comes out of the tunnel. Yeah.
Right when he pops out of the ground.
You can't say that on TV.
Bang your girlfriend.
No, it's pretty awful.
But yeah, Battlefield looks pretty fun. I'll probably just play it because it's free, but I won't buy any premium
shit. I don't
know
if you can... Okay, well, whatever.
You can play it for free, but you just have to buy those little things.
It's just not my thing. This doesn't sound like my thing.
I watched the trailer for Army of Two, the 40th day. It looks like shit, like, graphically.
Is there still bromance?
Oh, yeah, totally. There's fist bumps and huggings and cupping of the balls and everything.
Jeez,
so,
like,
you know.
Stifler as a soldier.
Totally, that's exactly what it is.
Jism. Write it in blood and severed body parts.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything spectacular, like the first game.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You know they should make a sequel for it that was actually kind of good, but really short? Black.
They may be doing that.
Really?
Yeah. Who made it? Criterion?
EA.
Yeah, but it was Criterion.
I think it was Criterion developed.
Yeah, they were talking about it like a couple months ago or a few
Add
months ago.
Add blood and more levels and you got yourself a wicked first-person
shooter.
Because
the fucking visuals were amazing.
And
the gameplay was fun, yeah.
The environment's busting down.
But yeah, it was the hit stuff was way too Time Crisis-y. Like,
yeah.
It had the explosions of the bullets, not blood or anything.
Yeah.
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 But I think they were going for more like the teen rating or something.
Yeah, of course they were, because EA always does that. I don't like that.
But not now. EA's come out with a lot of good stuff.
I know
recently.
You're telling me. I used to hate EA just because of the stupid Monopoly.
not Godfather, though. Except for the executions. The executions are fun.
Yeah, the executions are ridiculous.
Like,
for the
machine gun, when he's, like, kneeling, you take the barrel of the gun and shove it in his mouth and then pull the trigger.
Like, 8 times.
Yeah.
It looks a little ridiculous.
And then the bat one, you didn't see the bat one, but the standing one, you whap him in the face with the bat, then you open his mouth and shove the end of the bat in, like, and then push him on the ground, and then basically, like, curb stomp his head onto the bat.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty visceral.
Yeah.
Not sure if I'm a fan.
I don't know. I like visceral.
Fair enough.
As long as it's not happening to me or anybody I love.
You're an awful human being. As long as it's not happening to me or anyone I love.
Well, that includes you, Tom.
Oh, shut up. I'm not you.
Who? Anyone I love?
Gross.
Gay. Come on, Tom. Fist bump.
No. Yeah. Chest bump this shit.
Chuffing of the balls.
Let's chest bump it out.
Alright.
Fist bump.
Uncharted 2 multiplayer, which I'm way down. Thumbs down about...
Thumbs down to unnecessary multiplayer.
Unnecessary multiplayer.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 4, Godfather 2, Bioshock 2, Uncharted 2.
Yeah, say what you have to do for the multiplayer in Godfather 2. Like,
I didn't even play it.
But, like, for upgrading in single player.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you get five guys in your family tree, right? You can make them, like, soldiers or capos or underbosses sort of thing.
Yeah.
But to upgrade their weapons license, you have to go into multiplayer and play it until you get the upgrades for their weapon license. So if you enlist a guy that has a basic weapons license, if you don't play multiplayer, he's going to be stuck at a basic weapons license, which causes him not able to use level 2 or level 3 guns.
Unless you play multiplayer.
Yeah.
That's so gay.
That I know, it's gay. Retarded.
That's incredible. What if you don't have an internet connection?
Exactly, and nobody fucking plays multiplayer anyway on Godfather.
Yeah.
Just like on Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Nobody
or
plays that anymore.
Brothers in Arms.
Yeah, Brothers in Arms too. That's another one that didn't need multiplayer.
Yeah.
Like they were saying, for Uncharted, they cut off part of the Uncharted single player and put them into multiplayer. So that's like 30 people cut off from the like single player Uncharted team to do multiplayer, which is probably going to fail within a month or 2 months later.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I don't even know why they have this crap. Like, even with Bioshock, like, Bioshock was a great game for first person, right?
Yeah.
Shooters, and you don't need multiplayer because it was good and it sustained you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bioshock wouldn't be a fun multiplayer game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how would they do, like, the plasmids and all that shit?
Yeah, the single player just, like, stands up on its own.
Yeah, and, like, another one, too, that didn't need it was Time Shift. Did you ever play that game?
No.
Where you could, like, stop
time
and rewind and shit like that?
I played the demo for that.
Yeah. That had a multiplayer aspect, too.
Yeah.
And they had the time manipulation powers in the multiplayer, but only, like, one guy had them or something.
Yeah.
So it's totally unneeded.
Yeah.
And nobody played it.
Yeah.
I could never find a game when I went on it. Same with Fear. I could never find a game when I went on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it for Xbox.
It's just so run-of-the-mill first-person shooter.
Exactly. And that's it's just unnecessary.
To
we
have
don't
online
need
multiplayer in a first-person shooter, you have to make sure it's, like, the primo... It's got to be like Call of Duty.
Like Call of Duty. There's certain games that people will play.
Yeah,
like
it's
Call
got to
be.
Well, yeah, Call of Duty and stuff like that.
It's
got
to match up to it, though, if you're going to come out with the, like, Fear.
Yeah.
It has to match up.
Like Call of Duty, Gears of War, those are multiplayer. Because
why are people
going to
play Fear multiplayer when it
those,
sucks
right?
when they can play Call of Duty?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and they were talking on this one podcast, Uncle Gamer Radio.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about how it seems that every game that has a gun, whether it be third person or first person, always has to have multiplayer now. Like, it just has to have it or else people won't buy it, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I love games without multiplayer. I don't need...
I'm hands down on that.
I played COD 4 multiplayer, COD 5 multiplayer, but that's it. That's all I needed.
Yeah.
I didn't need these other games to have multiplayer, which was just stupid.
Well, because there's certain games that you're going to play multiplayer.
Yeah.
But Bioshock, I wouldn't play multiplayer.
Me neither.
Grand Theft Auto, I wouldn't play multiplayer.
I played it for a bit and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I would never play it in Uncharted. I hardly played it in Fable. Fable 2?
Yeah.
I hardly linked up with anybody to do it.
What if fucking Super Mario Galaxy for Wii has multiplayer?
What?
Yeah. One person is Mario and the other person is like the star icon on the screen that if you like click the button it'll pick up the coins for them. So you just like point the coins.
That's horrible.
It is horrible. Like, why would you ever want to do that? Plus, it makes the game too easy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's
yeah.
so stupid.
It's unnecessary and a waste of resources and people.
Exactly.
And
like, I don't want a mediocre first-person shooter and then, a mediocre multiplayer.
Do both well or one well?
Yeah, like COD4. They did awesome single-player
yeah.
campaign and they did awesome multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
But the other games, like The Godfather... Okay game and horrible multiplayer. And I think that's going to be the same with Uncharted and Bioshock and all
they're
the other ones. Are
Bioshock 2
yeah.
multiplayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. It's just something stupid that they're going to have to maybe dumb down the graphics for or dumb down the gameplay for.
Or take away from single
yeah.
player content.
Yeah, exactly. It's
so
yeah,
you
it
can
just
fit
sucks.
It all on the disc.
Yeah. It's just all those fucking fanboys out there that just play multiplayer all the time.
The loot. Multiplayer's fun when you have, like, nothing to do.
Yeah.
But these hardcore in-depth multiplayer, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much, especially when you have all
these... Like, I can't even play Gears of War online because...
Those guys are fucking crazy.
Some people are fucking way too hardcore.
Yeah.
yeah
and you go on, you don't even get to play. You
well,
see someone, you're dead.
I have Unreal Tournament 3 for PS3, right?
Right.
I can hardly go on there. Those guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are so good. I get killed so
That's
fast.
That's like Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, in Street Fighter.
Or 4, yeah.
Street Fighter. And it's and soon to be Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah.
But those games are based off multiplayer though, right? Like
that's
Street
true.
Fighter and
just,
Marvel.
Yeah.
Those games.
But yeah, you're just talking about those hardcore fanboy guys that just only play multiplayer.
Yeah, stuff. Those are the people that want the multiplayer and the shitty they want the shitty multiplayer and the excellent otherwise games.
Yeah.
Just extraneous and unneeded.
I really hate the fad of multiplayer now.
Crackdown had multiplayer.
Oh, and another one, even two. Condemned 2. Like, did you ever play the first Condemned?
No.
You just, like, you know, crawled through the dark with, like, a bat or something, and you just hit, like, hobos and stuff. But it was scary, right?
Yeah.
And it had multiplayer in Condemned 2, and nobody played it. Like, it was just stupid. Because you just run around with a fucking pipe and just...
bash people. That's not fun.
And your guns would have, like, 5 bullets in it, and that would be it. Yeah. And it takes, like, 10 to kill somebody, right?
Yeah.
So it's just... it's just horrible. But, you know, we're not going to change it.
Yeah.
Because they always listen to those assholes.
Is that it for trailers?
Nope, got The Hangover.
Oh yeah, we'll do The Hangover with, what's it got? Paul Lieberson? No, that's Toby. Who plays Andy in The Office?
Pocket Carrington. I don't know his name.
What's his name?
I don't know. Half the people in The Office have their actual names.
Yeah, I know. And Creed.
Yeah.
That's his actual name?
Yeah.
The famous Creed Bratton.
He was also the bass guitarist for the Jim's favorite band, The Grassroots. The 60s guitarist, sorry.
Oh, yes.
He Grassroots. Was. And like,
oh, I know. I don't...
In some of the episodes, he's like playing some of the Grassroots songs.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, anyway, it's Andy from The Office on a bachelor party. And it's from Todd Phillips. Todd Phillips makes good movies.
It's Todd Phillips.
All old school.
Oh, okay.
Directed.
Yeah.
Wrote and directed. He also did Road Trip, I believe.
Okay, cool.
I like Road Trip.
Road Trip's pretty funny. So, yeah, it's better than Euro Trip.
Yeah.
You mean Road Trip?
Road Trip's better than Euro Trip.
No, I liked Euro Trip better.
I didn't like Euro Trip very much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's good stuff. He's been pretty solid in the writing and the directing. It looks pretty funny.
Yeah, it looks funny. Like, waking up with the baby in their closet and everything, and the tiger
and
in the fucking
room.
The other trailer that we couldn't get working, like, we watched the shorter ones, the longer ones. Like, what makes you think you're qualified to take care of a baby? He's like, I can handle it. And then he opens the door and smacks the baby in the head. and the baby just starts bawling. It's so funny. And the Mike Tyson
scene. The Mike Tyson scene?
Yeah.
This is my favorite part. Phil Collins.
Yeah. And he punches him in the face.
He still got it.
Knocks him out cold.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny.
Yeah, that's another movie. That's worth $12. Definitely.
Yeah, I was watching that's before Crank as well.
Yeah.
That movie. And I was the first 30 seconds of it was kind of iffy, but then it improved.
Cool.
So,
yeah, it looks funny.
So that's it for Trailer Trash then?
Sure is.
Sure is.
Let's go on to news of, I guess, 4 weeks.
News of 4 weeks. Monthly news.
Monthly news.
Yeah. There's been an earthquake that has shattered San Diego.
Swine flu.
Good old Mexicans.
I was in Banff and there were Asian people in masks. Because of the swine flu.
Oh, I saw pictures of, you know, Heidi Montag and Spencer or whatever his face is.
Yeah.
They were down in Mexico and they were wearing those fucking masks.
What the fuck are they in Mexico?
I don't know. But they were like, you know, she was walking down in her bikini and he was walking down in his shorts and they had the masks on and I'm like, yeah, that...
And then you wish their heads to explode.
Yeah, totally. Like, on one of the sites I go to, they do this, like, daily caption thing.
Yeah.
So they get their users to send in caption based on the picture.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, they put the masks on so they could protect themselves from the shit flying out of their mouth or something like that.
That's
like,
pretty funny.
I hate those two men.
From each other's STDs.
Like every time she's in a picture, she's posing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like even if she's just walking down the street, she's always posing in every picture.
I hate the yuppie rich California girls.
Yeah.
Actually,
have you ever seen My Sweet 16?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That show's hilarious,
whip.
Man.
Pistol whip.
Those girls piss me off so much.
Anyway, continue.
I saw this, someone made a video, and it was on, like, E-Bombs World. It was this girl, she does the exact same pose for every picture. It had, like, a 5-minute video of changing the picture, like, every 2 seconds. And she looks the same in every single picture.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Just different clothes.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And she'll
be, like,
on different sides. And her face is just always...
That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Yeah, on My Super Sweet 16, girls are, like, throwing a temper tantrum and crying because their dad can't get them a helicopter to go on the yacht for their birthday.
Or they got a Mercedes instead of a Jaguar or something.
Yeah, and they're just like, I wanted a Jaguar! No, wait, the kid in Ethiopia wanted a, like some spaghetti. Like something with.
What
cars.
Do you think he got for his birthday? A bullet?
Yeah. You got a bullet and a brainwashing. Like, my God, it's brutal.
Oh man,
that's what she reminds me of, and it makes me hate society. Yeah. And we were walking by on like the downtown Banff. There was like a Louis Vuitton store and stuff, and. And they were advertising a change purse for $180. And a change purse. And I was like, no one. Yes, that big. Like, a change purse. Not even a purse. And I was like, no wonder, like, the world hates us so much.
Did Dom want that after, too?
No. Because we were just like... Like, people can't even eat, and people are dropping $180 for a change purse that no one will ever see, and you'll use it to carry...
You'll have less change.
Yeah, you'll have less money than what that costs in it. Like, it was disgusting. But anyway, I hate people.
So, news time, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, this one comes from joystick.com. Yes. According to industry analyst and frequent guest on Jeff Keighley's Internet Roundtable GT, Michael Pachter, the analyst, he's saying that the next console generation will be till 2013. He's saying.
Fair.
Yeah.
I'm happy with this, and it's getting more expensive.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's pretty fair, too. Yeah, I don't want to see a PS4 or 720.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind seeing that until like 2015 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quality machine.
Well, yeah.
They don't need to...
Yeah, and plus there hasn't been any like huge games that have come out for like there's been a few. There's been like Little Big Planet, Killzone, Halo 3, fucking Fable, stuff like that. But something that's like really graphically or technologically groundbreaking.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, like, exactly. They haven't. Developers haven't yet utilized their dev kits yet for each system, right?
The standard for good graphics has been set, and like games with good graphics just meet that standard.
Yeah,
like I find like Gears of War to me has amazing graphics, but it's no better than I don't know fucking like the Mafia trailer we were watching.
Oh, the Mafia. Well, I don't know. I think
good
Mafia
graphics
Mafia,
are good graphics
Mafia
right now.
Mafia looks pretty groundbreaking for graphics because of facial animations and everything too.
I've
pretty
seen
good.
That other places.
Yeah.
Fucking Grand
Theft
Auto
Killzone 2, the facial animations were amazing. Like on Vasari, like the head guy sort of thing. And his were amazing. Like his jowls shook and everything every time he talked and stuff. Yeah. It was really good. But yeah, he was like, we were talking about they haven't yet utilized their dev kits yet, right? For each system. And that's what Pachter was saying also, that, you know, devs won't, they won't use these new systems until about that time because they haven't yet utilized these dev kits correctly or to their full capacity even. Like, yeah, even Blu-ray discs haven't even been used to their full capacity yet. Like, there's 50 gigs on there.
I got no complaints about it.
Yeah. I think he's right on that, but I hope it's further. Like, I want it, like you said, like 2015 or 2018 or something like that,
like,
before we see another one.
These are quality machines and...
Exactly.
It's all people can handle right now. It's still not quite a mainstream thing.
It's
really starting to get there, but it's still not viable enough to justify releasing new technology every 4 years.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because, you know, you're talking about like $800. Like, when that came out, that was like, what, $700, $900?
A lot of money, and people don't have that much, especially in the recession right now. Like,
oh, yeah, exactly, economic state,
You gotta wait for the recession to end before you even talk about that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what he was saying, and sounds like we fully agree with him that's...
It'll
be that time or wait a little bit longer.
With that. Yeah. It's not like I'm even waiting. Like, I'm happy with this. It's not like I want more out of this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm happy with
this. If
it
could make it through 60, that, you know, is, you know, not shit, I'll be very happy.
Like, i.e., no Red Ring of Death or E74 errors.
Oh my god.
The new one's the E74 error, right?
Yeah, because they got rid of the Red Ring of Death, didn't they?
Yeah, that's
basically
done now.
Mine just Red Ring, but it's I got it still when it was still.
The E74 is just a blinking light on the lower left, I think.
I've had three, and the one that's lasted the longest is a year, but it crapped out after I got my PS3.
Mm-hmm.
So it did not have a year's worth
it's
of
awesome
time.
It's awesome to have two systems, eh?
Yeah, I'm happy now.
Yeah. It's great having two systems, I love it.
Especially since it crapped out when school ended, so I would have been really pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I can't even play video games now.
Yeah.
I've abstained from playing them to study, and now I go to just chill out and play a game, and I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to fucking send my ship mine off to Microsoft, and then the one I get is the one I get, and if it breaks, it breaks. And I'll just, I'm gonna start buying most of my games on PS3, and I'll send them on 360.
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, so I'll buy the exclusive.
Actually, like, it broke the one time, but I've had it more than 2 years.
Really? Yeah. Mine's just fucking, they don't last. I don't know what it is. I make sure the air intake is clear, that it's not in a, it's standing properly, place, it's not in a cooped up place. I elevate it when I play it, so it's got airflow from, like, below it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's driving me nuts. Whereas my first Xbox, I've had for like 4 years, and it's been beat to hell, and it works fine.
Yeah, the original one? Mine's under my bed right now.
Yeah, the games will stop working before that thing does.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I still have ridiculous amounts of memory on it.
Yeah, me too. Oh yeah, that thing has like, what, 500 gigs or something on it?
Yeah, it says it has 50,000 blocks on it or whatever.
Yeah, 50,000 plus blocks.
Yeah, still, and it's got like at least 100 games on it, because I had it forever.
Well, look at our friend Kyle. He, you know, he...
He would rank his Blockbuster.
He modded his Xbox.
Yeah.
So he actually kept the whole old hard drive in there, I think.
Yeah.
But he put like Windows XP on it or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, he would rank games from Blockbusters and just download them straight on his
Xbox and then return them.
Yeah.
So he'd have full games and...
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle's... Yeah.
He's a smart fucker, man.
Yeah.
I wish I was that smart to do modding and shit.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he's good with a soldering iron. I would just probably break my fucking system and be $400.
Yeah, I would just put like a huge burn mark.
And yeah, like, oh shit. And
steady,
send it back to Microsoft.
Steady.
Yeah, it all red rings.
It's a huge burn mark on a white fucking.
It's open.
Xbox.
Yeah. All the
like,
screws are undone.
He takes it out of the box. It breaks in half.
There's a family of mice living in it.
Alright, so another one we got. I don't know if you've heard about this game, but it's called 6 Days in Fallujah.
Yes, I have. It's based on the Fallujah conflict.
Yeah, and it's cancelled, apparently.
Because it's too conflicting?
Because it's too controversial.
Yeah.
Konami cancelled the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was actually looking forward to this because it's supposed to be like documentary style gameplay.
But it'd be kind of glorifying something.
Well,
that's what
the protesters were saying is that it would glorify the war.
It's too fresh. It's too fresh.
Yeah. But yeah, it actually came to a huge surprise because it was canceled 21 days after it was announced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I remember the uproar when that was announced.
Yeah, because all the people from like Giant Bomb and Game Trailers and IGN went in to see it.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, they said it was canceled. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like they said,
such an uproar.
They said the game actually looked pretty horrible, but. Like visually and everything, it looked like a downgraded Xbox game.
Yeah, it looked bad.
Yeah,
that's another thing too. It's even worse to come out with like a game you're saying is honoring something and it's shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It came to a surprise to me, although I probably wasn't going to play it much. But
that was
a big surprise.
I agree.
And in some movie news, actually one movie news from IESB.net, movie reporter news site.
Mm-hmm.
Todd McFarlane, who is one of the best Calgarians ever.
No kidding. Jim went to school with him.
Yeah, so did my mom.
Yeah.
She's in the same class as him. Anywho, he's talking about the possibility of a new Spawn movie.
Without Michael J. White?
Maybe.
No John Leguizamo this time?
John Leguizamo was great in that movie.
Yeah, he was. The clown.
Yeah. But yeah, he's talking... He says he has five offers on the table right now.
One from Wesley Snipes in jail. I'll be Spawn, yo.
It'll be like Passenger 57.
Yeah, except I'll have a cape.
No, but he's got offers from like big budget studios and from like smaller indie studios too.
It'd be nice with the updated special effects technology too.
I'd kind of like to see it from an indie studio though. I don't know if I want to see it from a big budget because they like to change shit a lot, whereas indie studios don't.
That's true.
And the thing is, too, is that he was
talking to the source material usually.
He was talking about too that he would be writing and directing this movie.
So he'd have a hand. Well, no one's gonna dick with. It's his thing.
That guy's a scary fucker too, man.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to do it, he's not gonna do it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's the studio's money to lose. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
But I would totally like to see an indie film, though.
That'd be cool, a Spawn indie film. You need to get a distinguished indie studio, though, so you can like. Because that requires, like, a steep special effects budget for it to work. Just, like, the cape and the chains and stuff.
Yeah, but it could depend on, too, if it's going to be live action or not, right? could be in cartoon form.
That's like true. The other Spawn I would movies. Prefer live action.
Because the cartoons were actually pretty badass.
The cartoons were pretty badass.
Yeah. So
I haven't seen the cartoons for a long time.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited about this. I'd like to see a new Spawn movie.
I wouldn't mind seeing
just sans Michael J. White.
Have another crack at it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
trying cool. to, like, revive it. Like, did it with the Hulk. Except better.
Stupid Edward Norton.
Oh, that was awful. Yeah, the real psyche of the character. Hulk smash! Oh, yeah, Edward.
I'm in Brazil for no reason.
Yeah, that was awesome, too.
And I'm drinking green drink yeah. for no reason.
And he works at a bottling factory.
That makes the green drink?
Yeah. Oh, it's brutal. It's a terrible movie.
Oh, it was bad. And everybody was like, yeah, it's so awesome.
Everywhere from the obscure plot to Liv Tyler. It was weak.
Liv Tyler, God. That was weak sauce.
I remember me and you went to see it, and we left, and we're like, that sucked balls.
Well, yeah, he didn't even throw a tank.
Yeah, I know.
And he even did that in the Ang Lee version. Yeah, I know. He threw, like, five.
Yeah.
And that's what Hulk does.
Yeah, he throws tanks.
Exactly. At helicopters, and he kills them.
Or, like, makes, like, boxing gloves with, like, cars.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was just a horrible movie.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, actually, speaking of Edward Norton, to backtrack a lot, I watched American History X, too.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Fucking awesome.
It's a classic.
Oh, yeah, totally. But that's all there was for news. Like, the rest was Star Trek jargon and Harry Potter
shit.
And Twilight shit. So.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I didn't put it on there. Yeah, definitely. All right, so I have to pee. So maybe this will be a good time for a break.
Okay, break music now. Now.
Yep, Rooney's.
Now. Why can't she make up her fucking mind? I'm just here wasting so much time. No, it's my fault, it's not my problem anymore.
I couldn't sit with my legs crossed.
Yeah, I know, my legs would go numb.
Well, I don't really cross them, right? I just put one on top of the other. People find it weird that I sit this way.
He has lots of meditating. Colin's a yoga freak.
Oh yeah, totally. Love that shit. Buddha?
Lululemon.
Buddha's my man.
He and Kyle hit up Lululemon by pants.
Fuck that shit. Lululemon kiss my ass.
I'll tell that to Kyle. He'll feel my hoodie.
Yeah,
just feel it, Tom. Don't make fun of it before you feel it.
Oh, yeah. Stupid Lululemon.
I can't feel it because then it'll affect me with the gayness.
Mm-hmm. All right, welcome back, everybody. We got
really?
Our snacks and everything, and you know, all that stuff.
Why'd you do that when I got a mouthful of fucking donut hole? Shut up.
Tom's eating balls again, people.
You're eating balls.
Yeah, I'm eating balls too.
You got apple fritter balls, chocolate balls, and traditional glazed balls.
Chocolate balls.
Chocolate salty balls, my friend.
Jeff's come to join us today.
Dylan, what are you? That's a big bottle of Sprite.
That is a big bottle of Sprite.
Dylan has a liter of Sprite.
I want a liter of cola.
A liter of cola? Farva?
Sorry, I don't know what that is. It's French for a fucking liter of cola.
Burger punk. I want to watch that movie again.
We should watch it before we see Crank.
Yeah.
The syrup chugging contest?
Oh yeah, totally. You can't chug it with his little bird lips. Thinks I'm Mexican.
Who wants a mustache
ride? Like, with all that shit over the shenanigans?
Oh, shenanigans.
Who wants the shenanigans getting pistol whipped? That's a classic movie.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Beer Fest was good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Club Dread that much.
No, it wasn't that great.
Don't. It's by far the weakest.
Although Jordan Ladd was just topless in it.
Yeah, she was.
And she's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. All
right. So, are we jumping right to the Mountain Balls of Goodness?
You sure will.
Wait, I have a quick grudge match. Dead people versus alive people.
That's not even a good one.
Yeah, it is. Because Matt's dead and we're alive. Who wins?
We do.
Because we're on time and on the radio.
And eating donuts when he could be eating.
You're missing
donuts
out on Timbits, Matt.
Wow.
You're missing out on Timbits. I hope you're enjoying your Twilight fan club convention.
No, hell. It's our stomachs and our digestive system. Joy coming out as our poo.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat shit after you are shit.
And eat their shit made
yeah.
up of our shit,
eat the
which
shit
we made
from
them
the shit
eat.
Because you're a piece of shit.
Shit.
Wow, this has gone
it's
down
too much
fast.
Fucking swearing on this shitty podcast, man.
Yeah, watch your fucking mouth.
Dylan. Would you like anything to... Would you
yeah.
like to
Dylan, why don't you
anything?
Quit shoving your face full of chips and Sprite?
Yeah, you fat fuck.
He's the skinniest guy here. He's eating the most.
Gotta keep the metabolism up.
Just gotta keep that girlish figure. Yeah. It's bikini season.
Bikini season. Well, he has to go, you know, to Dolce & Gabbana and American Eagle.
D&G.
Oh, yeah.
I get a $180 coin purse.
Yeah, from...
oh, yeah, that too.
Louis Vuitton.
Right, right.
So, are we doing Bountiful Bowl's goodness?
Sure are.
Are we doing Elimination, Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait.
Totally.
Let's just throw a donut hole in the air, and whoever it points to will pick.
What? That's the dumbest. Do you want to get a bag to see which one he likes better or something? Like?
Hand in the middle.
Rock, paper, scissors. You're out, Tom.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Fine, I'll just eat a donut hole.
Movies.
Dylan won for like the first time ever.
No, I won the first podcast and I haven't won since.
The Godfather.
The Godfather?
Yeah.
Go Kong.
Fucking awesome movie.
The
Every part of it.
Or just the first one?
Just first one. Every
okay,
fucking
cool.
part of it.
Because I'm not too keen on the second and third.
No, me neither. But yeah, first one, fucking awesome. James Caan, he died way too soon. Yeah.
But most epic movie death scene
oh,
ever.
Oh yeah, totally.
The toll booth?
All the guys with all the Tommy guns and shit just letting go. But
and
yeah.
And he gets out of the car.
Well, it sucks too because I found myself like after like James Caan died, after his character died, after everything they were doing after, I was like, man, what would Sonny do in this situation? He'd just go and rock shit, wouldn't he?
And the my favorite scene in that movie is when he kills the cop and the other dude in the restaurant after they hide the toilet or the gun.
Yeah,
the
oh,
toilet
yeah.
and the gun.
Yeah.
They hide the gun in the bathroom.
Yeah, totally.
That's
that was great.
And the guy just gets it in the neck and it's like...
Yeah, he gets it. He gets it in the neck and then he gets it in the head. And
yeah.
He's just like holding his neck, just gurgling, and you can see his eyes wide open and he's
yeah.
just trying to breathe and stuff.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was a sweet movie.
Yeah.
My only complaint is that's too long. I can't watch it.
The second
one's
longer.
I know, but I can't watch any of them in one sitting.
Oh, I could watch the first Godfather in one sitting.
Really?
I couldn't. Yeah.
I'd have to take a break because it's just like it's too much going on too.
There is a lot of story
into
it.
It's really convoluted.
Like yeah, when he Michael gets extradited to Italy for a bit.
I was about to say it seems like it's forever.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
in Italy.
Yeah. Yeah, cuz you know he has the girl in America, Kay, and then he gets extradited to Italy, and then he has that girl there in a separate storyline, basically,
mm-hmm.
separate from the movie.
Yeah.
It just seemed disjointed.
It seemed superfluous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just too much.
Yeah, it wasn't really needed,
yeah.
but, yeah, because the woman died anyway in Italy.
Yeah.
And I felt bad about that. I was like, oh, man, that's too bad.
I think they could have done because
she was way finer than Diane Keaton. Diane Keaton is no.
That Xbox is way finer than Diane Keaton. John Cleese is way finer than Diane Keaton.
Oh yeah, I couldn't argue that one.
The guitarist for Slipknot, even
which one? There's like four.
All of them. A lava
all
lamp.
All of them put together
into one super guitarist.
Some monstrous
Slipknot.
Guitarist.
From Slipknot.
Yeah,
you gotta add that bit in.
Yeah, from Slipknot. Alright. Yeah, so, fuck. Amazing movie.
I can see why I won Best Picture, though.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
acting
Marlon Brando was amazing in it. Like, the first scene on the day of his daughter's wedding when that guy came into him just to ask the favor for the guy to be killed or beaten up or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know...
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. It was really
it's
good.
It's an aura.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he was great.
Power. Like,
oh, yeah. You got, like, Robert Duvall. You got James Caan. You got friggin' Al Pacino. You got, you know, Marlon Brando. Like
John Cazale. The guy from Dog Day Afternoon.
I never saw Dog Day Afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never seen that one. I want to see it, but
he was in, like, four movies ever before he died early, then a car crash. He was in The Deer Hunter, The Godfather 1 and 2, and Dog Day Afternoon.
So some of the best movies
all,
ever made.
All Oscar-nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, except for the dying parts.
Yeah, I guess so. But then he wouldn't have to make any other shitty movies after
that's
those
true.
Ones,
no,
so he died on...
Like, he was in fantastic
yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
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 Did you say Robert Duvall?
Yeah, Robert Duvall's Tom Hagen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's great. I love
it. He is great.
The horse head in the bed is still awesome.
That was
too.
Brutal. That was such a gross scene.
Yeah, it was. Like they did it so well too, like the camera views and all that stuff.
And the build up, it was like Jaws kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
It creeped me out. I definitely was not comfortable in my bed that night after seeing it. It was gross, man. That sticks with you.
Yeah. That was an awesome movie though.
It's very real.
Yeah, it is. It feels very real. Everything, even though it's shot like with a camera crew and
like
all that stuff, it feels
scenes,
like it's just
especially for when it was filmed. Like that scene where his sister is getting beaten by her husband.
Oh, Carlo! Yeah. I wanted that guy to die so much, yeah. And I don't know why Michael took him in.
Yeah.
Every time I watch him,
well,
like,
he dies in the end.
Yeah, I know, but still, I'm like, why? Why didn't you just let Sonny kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Although Sonny got killed going to kill him, but
yeah.
You know, but yeah, that when I saw her for the first time with a black eye, I was like, oh my god,
yeah,
I can't believe that.
It was pretty real, the scenes too.
Oh, totally.
Like breaking the plates and stuff.
Yeah.
It makes you cringe.
Oh, totally. Any movie or any show with the wife or woman getting beaten by somebody she loves or something is just so disturbing.
Yeah.
Even if it's verbal or physically.
Yeah, it is pretty creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. So any of you that do that out there, you should go and die.
Yeah, Matt. Beats his mom. And his dogs.
Dogs. And his...
And himself.
And his wang.
Leave your wang alone, man. What did it ever do to you? He beats that thing night and day. Like it owes him money.
Oh my god. Yeah, every time he starts, he's is Matt gonna have to slap a hoe?
Yeah. Oh, you got big balls, eh?
Big cojones.
Shut your mouth.
Man.
Okay, that's enough
about
Matt's
penis.
Yes.
Indubitably.
Wow.
Oh god.
Jinx. Okay, we're moving on then. Godfather.
Yeah, let's go to the game. Godfather was fucking amazing. If you haven't seen it, see it.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Fuck. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
You guys suck. Totally suck.
We've got like 8 ties.
That's why we gotta play rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
No.
No, I don't wanna play lizard, Spock.
I love that show, but no.
I've never seen it. I hear it's good, though.
It is. It's hilarious.
007, everything or nothing.
It was okay. It was back when EA kind of had a monopoly on things.
Yeah, and James Bond games were really popular. Like, after GoldenEye, sort of
just
thing.
Just after GoldenEye. They all went downhill after EA took the
But it was so weird them changing the perspective on it from third.
I liked the vehicle levels, though.
Oh, yeah, the vehicle levels
were really good. Especially the motorbike level in New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
They were really good. But I just didn't like the third person after doing first person for so long. Like,
yeah,
in Nightfire, GoldenEye,
Agent Under Fire.
Yeah.
World is Not Enough.
Yeah, like doing those ones in first person, then going to third person, seeing James Bond's whole body, you're like, oh.
The hand-to-hand was really weird.
Yeah, it didn't feel real.
The rappelling and stuff was cool, like, that was cool, like, you did more spy things, but I don't know.
Kind of maneuvering around the levels even was kind of a bitch.
The camera angles always sucked.
Yeah, exactly, like the one where you're on the side of a mountain and you're going through the,
Yeah, the first level where you plant the bomb,
minecarts and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like finding your place to get to was a bitch.
Yeah,
because it was either in the dark or way up, sort of thing, right?
And you had to find those obscure grapple points.
Yeah, exactly. And they were big and small. They weren't like they were small and they weren't like big.
They didn't
and,
scream at you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was a good game. Like the voice acting was good and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Shannon Elizabeth at the start screen was all right to look
at.
Yeah,
I found myself pausing unnecessarily sometimes just to see her walk by.
Pausing going up on the laptop to American Pie.
Yeah, that was a sweet movie. Have you seen her husband?
She has a husband?
Yep.
Ugh.
Get this. It gives us hope. He's a pot-bellied 38-year-old biker. Married to Shannon Elizabeth.
So it's like the Christina Aguilera syndrome.
Yeah.
She marries a butt-ugly fucking guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah, gives me hope. I'm waiting for that divorce.
Man, frick, man. She's still pretty fine, too.
Shannon Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't seen her in anything in, years.
Well, yeah, but she's been in other pictures.
I'm sure she's still got nice yams.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, anyway, there's a lot of actors in that movie. Heidi Klum, Willem Dafoe.
Okay. Willem Dafoe, awesome actor.
I'd say Maya, but no.
Yeah, overall it was a good game. I'll probably go back and play it, but I don't think it's backwards compatible.
No. I traded it in a long time ago.
I still have all my original Xbox games.
That's one of the first ever games I bought with my own money.
Oh, really?
It came out in, like, when I was in 7th grade or something.
I can't even remember the first one I bought. Shit. It's a long time ago.
I remember playing the motorbike level at Walmart.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm buying this.
Yeah, I played the demo because I got the Xbox magazine all the time. Yeah. And I played the demo, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, nonstop. I would play that motorcycle level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the flames.
It was fucking hard, man.
Yeah, it was hard.
Because you get shot so easily because you're so vulnerable.
I wish it had, like, a burnout cam where if you wiped out a guy, it would, like, show it. Because you would, like, flames would shoot out the side of the bike and, like, catch the other bikers and, like, wipe off into, like, a car and fly off the road. It was good stuff. It was exciting.
It was a really exciting game.
The vehicle levels.
Yeah. It was a really exciting game.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. Definitely. All right.
And no rail shooting.
No.
As it had been happening in recent Bond games. Don't like rail shooting.
Which ones?
Agent Under Fire had it, and Nightfire had it.
Okay, I didn't get far in those games. Actually, I didn't get far in any Bond game except for this one.
I beat Agent Under Fire, and I beat Everything or Nothing.
Well, I got Nightfire for the Game Boy Advance, and it's actually in first-person mode, eh?
Is it?
It's pretty badass.
Is it weird?
No, it's pixelated and everything, right? Yeah. But it still works really well for the controls and everything.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's cool. It was wicked.
Huh.
I should go back and play that.
Sweet.
But yeah.
Okay, moving on to another movie.
To another movie.
See if I can go 3 for 3.
Wa-bam, wa-bam, wa-bam.
God damn it.
Aw, Dylan.
No, you.
No, he covered me up. I squished you and you killed...
You have to do it again. It's tied.
Wa-bam, wa-bam, wa-bam.
God damn it.
Wa-bam, wa-bam, wa-bam. Okay, I'm up. Oh.
Oh, Colin this time. Oh. All right, mix it up a bit.
Madonna has one, Angelina has one, now Bruno has one.
Alright, here's the super fantastic movie. Blue Streak. Martin Lawrence, the guy from The Mask. Don't know his name. Yeah, dude from The Mask. The bad guy. Who played Dorian Tyrell or whatever his name was. Yeah. He's in it. Hmm. He's the bad guy in Blue Streak.
I've seen the end of Blue Streak.
Oh, you haven't seen the whole thing?
No. I've just seen, like, the last 30 minutes.
What a tool, eh?
Whatever. I don't like Martin Lawrence.
Okay, so Martin Lawrence is basically a diamond thief, gets arrested, and he sticks a diamond into the vent of a building that's being made.
And when he gets out, he goes back, and it turns out to be a police station.
Yep, so he has to go in undercover as a cop and use all these crazy excuses and all that stuff so he can recover the diamond.
Yep.
And goes through antics and crazy stuff. Dave Chappelle's in it, and he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle's pretty funny.
Oh my god. He plays, like, you know the character Tyrone, right?
Yeah.
From the Chappelle Show? That's who he is throughout the whole movie.
The drug addict?
Yeah. That's who he is throughout the whole movie, is this Tyrone character, basically.
That's pretty funny.
It's awesome.
We laughed, and ate all the cookies. It was awful. Don't smoke pot.
I would give my baby giant rock.
He's just a giant Coke rock. But yeah, Blue Streak. Luke Wilson, and he's playing that stupid cop who didn't know anything.
Partners with him.
Yeah. He always wears a suit, so he looks like he knows he's doing something, knows what he's doing, but he doesn't. It's kind of a weird part for Luke Wilson to play. Cause
let's not forget Luke Wilson was in Legally Blonde.
Yeah, but he was a smart guy in that, too.
That's true.
But in, like, did you ever see Idiosyncrasy?
Mm-mm.
He was in that one, and that was a pretty good movie. He was, like, he was the smartest guy in the world sort of thing. Because the whole world turned dumb. It was like this parallel universe sort of thing that he went into. And then so he has to try to build society and everything like that back up and all that.
Around these stupid people.
But yeah, so he's usually playing these like smarter characters, but he's playing this really dumb one. So it seemed kind of weird for him to be playing that.
Yeah.
But
Speaking of Luke Wilson, did you either of you see Vacancy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
With Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah. What did you think?
It was alright.
It was okay.
I like The Strangers better.
The Strangers was super creepy.
I never went
and saw
that.
That was Luke Wilson, too, wasn't it? No, that was...
Patrick Wilson, I think.
Scott Speedman.
Oh, Scott... Yeah, Scott Speedman. Yeah, that's who it was.
What was the... Yeah, I'm thinking of...
And the chick was Liv Tyler.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Vacancy still. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a wicked movie.
Anyway,
Vacancy was a weird concept.
The only reason I saw Blue Streak and remember a lot of it is because it was on TV, like, 2 days ago.
On Channel 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they edited out all the swearing?
Everyone in Atlanta loves Martin Lawrence. Was it on after Tyler
well, that's
Perry's
when I
House of Pain?
They had a marathon, like, or Martin Lawrence marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's... dealing
oh,
with.
Oh, national security? With Steve Zahn?
Yeah.
Right, I remember that movie now.
But Blue Streak is one of those and other quirky comedies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see Nothing to Lose with Martin Lawrence in it with, and Tim Robbins?
No.
That was a really good movie. You have to see that one. That was probably one of Martin
Lawrence's best. I've
seen it in
the video store a million times.
It was good.
Because it looked really lame on the cover.
Well, yeah, the cover looks lame.
Yeah.
So was a lot of covers, but the movie's
all
good.
The 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Jungle to Jungle with Tim Allen.
Oh, God. Yeah, the arrow in his mouth there.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
okay.
Blue Streak was a good movie.
It was okay.
Yeah. You saw the end of it.
Hey, it was a happy ending.
Thanks.
When he goes across the border.
Yeah. And he takes a dime, he's like, yeah! He's dancing around and everything. Yeah.
Right. Martin Lawrence is so black. Come on, Paul.
Really?
He's my brother.
Fuck.
Yes! Yes! Which one?
Mm-hmm.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
BioShock.
Awesome.
I've never played BioShock.
You've seen videos, you said. You pretty much get the gist of
it.
It's a first-person shooter.
Big Daddy or whatever.
Yeah, Big Daddies.
Little Sisters.
Yeah.
You told me how creepy it was.
Yeah, it's a first-person shooter that's sort of like mediocre in a sense.
Yeah,
it's
not the greatest first-person shooter.
It's not the greatest first-person shooter, like Tetris and stuff like that.
It's the elements that cemented it.
Yeah, it's the atmosphere and the elements.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is
I know what the atmosphere is. It's probably...
Oh my god!
City.
Going into the fucking surgery area, holy Christ, did that creep me out! Like you go in there, the door opens, and there's three pictures of this woman that had plastic surgery and stuff like that, and it shows like her like going through it, sort of thing. Yeah, progression. But it has like on the middle painting, it has like blood smeared all over her face and like a smile, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then it has like blood. It has something written on the floor in blood about surgery and how it's horrible and everything and what the doctor is doing. Because the doctor is doing experiments on these people to give them plasmids and all that stuff in the surgery place. So there's like blood everywhere is the creepiest thing. And then there's this body like sitting in a wheelchair sort of thing, all decomposed and everything. It was creepy shit.
That is creepy.
I like how it kind of has the alternate endings depending on what story you choose to take.
Yeah, but the alternate ending sucked. They were just cop-outs, really.
Yeah.
Like,
what could you choose to do?
Like, you could choose to harvest the little sisters or save the little sisters, right? So that's basically the moral choice that you had that would change the endings. I saved the little sisters, so I got the good endings where the little sisters ran free and everything was good and Rapture sank to the... Or, like, blew up and...
Yeah,
that was the end of it sort of thing. And then the bad one was you killed all the little sisters, so the Splicers took over Rapture and came up to the surface and started wrecking shit there sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that kind of the premise of the second game, is that they came up?
Yeah, so it doesn't really connect well, I guess. But anyway, like, what was your favorite level out of all of them? Like, there was
the Big Daddy.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. And like walking around with the little sisters, trying to protect them from Splicers and everything. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that one. But my favorite is probably Fort Frolic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Like just the atmosphere, and like the atmosphere is great throughout the game, through all like what, five or six levels or something like that, five or six maps. But Fort Frolic was like far by the best done, because it like the end boss that you chose to kill or not to kill, sort of thing, he just fit in there so well, because it was like a Broadway musical sort of thing, right?
Oh, really?
So it had like once you entered the area and came out of the Blasphere, is that what it's called, that you travel around in, something like that, you come out of it and then you go to the door, right? You try to go through, but then suddenly it closes, and then these pink spotlights and purple spotlights come around, and you got like rose petals flowing down and all that stuff, and these characters wrapped in plasticine, like dancing around and everything like that.
Super fucking.
Yeah, and then streamers come down and everything, and then you hear his voice over the PA, and it's like this gay guy, right? But he's like this sort of sleek and mysterious sort of stranger that you don't know yet, and he's just
gay.
He's like,
how do you defend yourself from a man with two dildos?
Well, he doesn't have dildos with him, but, you know.
Does he shoot them? Okay, I'm sorry.
What? Anyway.
Cock rocket.
No, we're not talking about Orgasmo. No, but yeah, like, once you hear his voice,
you know that it goes perfect with where you're at. Mm-hmm. Like, he has that sort of like hissing sort of voice, but it's like, yeah, like, you know Elaine in Seinfeld when she records on the tape?
Yeah, and like, and George,
yeah, like that, like that kind of yeah, voice.
So funny,
like that one.
Yeah,
but it just fits it just fits where you are so good, and then
somebody saying dirty things to you.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes he's a little fucked in the head, but he gets you to take. The mission is basically you kill these certain splicers and you take pictures of their corpses for him to put in his masterpiece.
Are they even splicers? I thought they were just people.
No, they're splicers. They're like the highest rank of splicer, right? You just take pictures of their face once you kill them,
yeah.
And he uses them in his masterpiece. Mm-hmm. It's crazy and maniacal and just like beautiful, I guess. It's really weird because it gets you in this strange sense. But yeah, that was a really cool level. That was my favorite level, and I hope there's one like it in BioShock 2 because that was amazing.
I don't know about BioShock 2 now. Because, like, what's the storyline? Is that they came up?
Yeah, the little sisters came up, and then one went crazy when she grew up.
Yeah.
And she started Rapture again, like, down in the sea.
Yeah.
And then she stole, like, little girls from their houses and all that stuff and brought them down to Rapture to be new little sisters.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also the big sister, which is, like, just this agile jumping machine sort of thing.
What do the little sisters do again?
They harvest Adam, which is basically the life force of
like plasmids
and stuff like that, and all the special powers and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. For and their
big daddies are just guys in like diving suits.
Yeah, who protect mm-hmm. the little sisters.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember when I played the demo and I first went in there and there was the lady standing over the baby carriage too.
Yeah.
And she was like, you could see just the shadow of her and the baby carriage, and she had her hand in there and she was like talking to the baby in the carriage, which was actually a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like all crazy. She was like, oh, it'll be okay. Everything's all right. And you see her and her face is all fucked up and everything. And it was pretty crazy.
Awesome. That game was probably like the creepiest game I've ever played. Because just like the
whole... It's up there.
Like it's...
Yeah.
The horror...
Because the whole time you're kind of like... Because you never really know where things are going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like in the one part too, when you're trapped in that room and then everything goes black except for a circle around you of light. And then you have all the splicers coming in when you first get the shotgun.
Yeah.
And then all these splicers coming from the shadows from everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, I hope the second's is as good atmospherically as the first was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. Because then... Yeah, if it's not, then it'll just ruin it for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's BioShock. Fuck, haven't played that. You're a douchebag. You should go and buy it now.
No,
I'm talking to you, Tom.
I don't have a 360 anymore.
It's on PS3.
Fuck.
No excuse now, sucker.
My PS3 red ringed.
Yes, because that's possible.
Shut up.
And it has trophy support, yo.
I hate trophies, and I hate you. If you collect trophies, you're a faggot and you should go die. I'm talking to you, Colin.
Alright. To each its own.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. I want a new movie.
What's the matter, you? Alright. How many movies have we done?
We've done two of each.
We've done two of each already, eh?
What's the time at?
Hour and 42. We've actually done a lot. Because the other ones have been like 2 hours.
Do you want to just finish with
we didn't even do Grudge Match.
Yeah, we're not going to do Grudge Match.
No.
Do you want to just do one more movie? Okay, because we have two in there anyway, so might as well.
Wapow.
By the power of Grayskull.
What is that? A thumb and two fingers out, so we're going to have to redo that one.
Well, you were like, ooh.
you like,
scissor gun. Scissor gun.
That's lizard, and then Spock.
Shut up about that crap.
Rock, paper, scissors, Spock. Damn it.
You always pick rock, man, every time I go against
good old
you.
Rock, nothing beats rock.
Poor predictable Bart always picks rock. I love you, man.
That's sweet, but what's the movie? Ba-dum-tsh. No, it's a sweet movie. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
What did you think of it?
I liked it.
I liked it too.
I expected it to be funnier, though.
I did too. It was more.
Was it like as funny as Role Models was?
No.
No?
But it still made you laugh, but it was definitely more sentimental.
Yeah, it was a different kind of movie.
Well, with the title, like, I Love You, Man, I expect it should be.
It was a bromance movie.
Yeah. Was there fist bumping?
No, but it was male. It was worse. It was male bonding.
Yeah. He has the masturbation station.
I don't know. Fist bumping is pretty... Yeah.
No, it's... It wasn't like... No, it was good. I really liked it. It was funny. Paul Rudd is one of my favorite actors.
Always funny.
Influences it. Yeah. It was clever. A lot of clever dialogue. Like, Paul Rudd's a real estate agent, and his biggest client is Lou Ferrigno, who's the Hulk, right?
The Hulk, right?
And he's having trouble selling his house. So there's one scene where he's on the phone with Ferrigno, and he's giving him hell for not selling his house. And Jason Segel comes in. He's like, plays his best friend. And he's like, who are you talking to? He's like, Ferrigno. And he hears him yelling. He's like, careful, you wouldn't like him when he's angry. And then comes up from, like, above the cubicle. And he's like, ah! He's, like, ripping his shirt. It's so funny. But, yeah, he's, like, very, like, down-to-earth, Jason Segel's character. And he just, like, doesn't give a shit about anything.
Yep.
So there's this one scene where, like, he walks his dog and he just lets his dog, like, crap.
Yeah.
And, like, some guy that's, like, jogging and steps in it. And he's like, hey, you can clean up your dog's crap, man. And Jason Segel turns at him and just, like, ah! And, like, shakes his arms until the guy walks away. He's like, you gotta unleash your inner beast, man. We're animals. It's
pretty
awesome. Clever. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
You should go check it out before it's out of theaters.
Might do that.
And Andy Samberg's in it.
Who that?
From SNL.
As a
Hot Rod, the guy in Hot Rod.
No, I hated that movie.
Really?
Gay.
I thought Hot Rod was kind of funny.
Personal trainer.
Yeah, Andy Samberg plays his little brother as a gay personal trainer. There's some pretty funny scenes. The guy in Knocked Up, who hits Jonah Hill with his car, and he gets the shit beat on him. He plays this guy. Because the whole point of the movie is Paul Rudd's trying to find a best man for his wedding. Because he realizes he doesn't have a lot of man friends. So he keeps going on man dates. And the guy his little brother hooks him up with from the gym is the guy that hit Jonah Hill in Superbad. Except he has a really high voice.
Yeah.
And and
they go to a soccer
game. Yeah, they go to an LA Galaxy game. Like, let's go, Galaxy! And he's like chanting. Like, shut the fuck up. And it shows him, and he's like a personal trainer too. And there's some guy bench pressing. And he's like, get out of here! It's like over and over and over. It's so funny.
That's awesome.
It's clever. I think it's Judd Apatow, is it?
Yeah,
it's not your it's not gross out at all.
Well, Judd Apatow movies usually aren't. They usually have some moral fiber to them.
Yeah, I think it's funnier than 40-Year-Old Virgin, but not as funny
as Role Models
or Knocked Up.
Okay.
It's in between there.
Yeah, Role Models, or not Role Models, sorry. 40-Year-Old Virgin was funny up to a certain point.
Yeah, and until
it just
got
annoying.
Serious.
It just got annoying after a while, right? Whereas, Knocked Up and Role Models kept the funny.
I don't really like Steve Carell all that much as
outside of The Office.
Yeah, outside of The Office,
but
he's
even
not
in
that
The
great.
Office, I don't like him. He's not my favorite character at all. Like it's the
oh
other
no, totally not. Oh yeah, Kevin. Yeah. Kevin's the best fucking character in that
no
show.
No way, it's Toby.
No,
Toby's
Kevin,
the greatest. Toby's been so out of it this season.
Oh, Kevin's awesome.
Kevin's pretty funny.
Yeah.
The insider training. Sounds like what I do here every day.
I just love his voice, man. It's hilarious.
He sounds like a rapist.
Or a child pornographer or something.
No kidding. What's the episode where they trick the new HR person into thinking he's retarded? Eminem, I keep them in this bowl so no one will take them. That's a good idea, Kevin. Have you heard him speak in real life?
Oh, yeah. I watched him on Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
Interview.
He sounds nothing like
him. I know, and I just can't match the voice to the face, like his real voice. I'm like, no, it just doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, he needs the Kevin voice.
Totally.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
And his hair is just brutal.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Michael, I'm not running. I don't care. You just don't want people to see your fat legs in shorts. That's not it. I didn't bring my stuff.
Oh, did you see the new one?
No. Which one?
The new one this week.
Yeah, broke one?
No. The one where
they
Mike
their job again.
Yeah, no, where Michael Paper, Michael
see
Scott
one.
Paper Company, and what the fuck? The other
Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin. I don't watch it that much.
Oh god.
Dunder Mifflin bought out Michael
Scott. Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah. No, it's the one after
where
Michael Scott comes back, and so does Pam and everybody else.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's so nasty. What's the redheaded chick's name? Meredith?
Meredith, yeah.
Her dress falls off, basically. Because she's wearing, like, this purple dress that, like, starts here and ends here.
Yeah, it's like casual Friday. He's like, can you pull up your dress a little bit? Oh, no, pull it down.
Yeah.
She pulls it down, and then her boobs hanging out. Oh. And everyone's like, oh, so she pulls it up, and then...
And then she bends over and her ass is sticking out and she doesn't have any underwear on.
Yeah,
like, and she's
why are you wearing underwear? It's casual Friday.
Gross. So gross.
She's so nasty looking too.
Oh yeah, totally.
She's like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
It's a funny show. What were we talking about? I Love You, Man.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's good. It improves upon the recent comedies that have been out.
Oh yeah,
All Blood,
like
Mall Cop.
Yeah, there hasn't been any great ones coming out.
Or any other movies with mall cops in them.
Or the one with fucking Seth Rogen as a mall cop either.
Yeah, Observer Report.
Yeah.
That's not in theaters anymore either.
That's the downfall of his career. It started...
He's the new Will Ferrell.
Oh yeah, totally. He's gonna be doing movies like Semi-Pro and Talladega Nights and...
Talladega Nights sucks so hard.
Oh yeah. Well, so did fucking Step Brothers. I hated that movie.
I haven't seen it.
And a lot of people I talked to loved it.
That was terrible.
A lot of people I talked to loved it. And I'm like, have you ever seen a comedy in your life?
Yeah, like
it was horrible.
Watch a Chevy Chase 80s movie and you will laugh.
Well, it was two 40-year-old guys acting like they're 10.
Yeah.
And I know that that's funny in some contexts, but when they're actually acting like 10-year-olds, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, and it's irritating.
Yeah. Like, ugh. I hate it when people say they love that movie.
John C. Reilly is just like... suckled himself to Will Ferrell's tit, too.
Oh, I know. He was awesome in Chicago and Gangs of New York, too. Yeah. And now he's just fallen.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. Yeah. It's too bad, because John C. Reilly was a good actor.
I never saw it, but you get Dewey Cox. You said that was pretty funny.
I saw that. It was alright. It had its moments.
It sounded pretty... Like,
but
all the drugs.
It was way too long.
Yeah?
Way too long. Like, the movie should have ended at, like...
How long is it? Like 5 hours?
It was
2 hours?
It was a couple hours.
That's too long for a comedy.
Oh yeah, totally. Because, you know, you see him at the downfall of his career, and then you see him at, like, the end of his career sort of thing as Dewey Cox.
Yeah.
And you think, you know, you should just end it there. But no, he has to do, like, another half an hour of him coming back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't you just end it? Like, come on. Like, that's the same with 40-Year-Old Virgin. They should have ended it before it actually ended. Like, they could have cut some stuff out that just didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Judd Apatow's formula was good before, but it's kind of fallen.
Well, it's the same one over and over.
Oh, I know. That's exactly what I'm saying, the formula. Right? It's not working anymore. So, yeah.
I would have to agree.
Yeah.
Is that it, then?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Let's end this bitch.
Fuck you, Matt, for not coming.
Yeah, Matt. It was more comprehensive without you here. Yeah. It'd be like that shit.
Oh, no, I was going to throw that in her face. Now we can't do it at his house anymore. Well, it's so much better without me, blah, blah, blah.
No, it wasn't bad.
Sorry
in my
for
room.
Your exaggerated impression of you, Matt. I meant, well, it's so much better without me. I'm just going to go lift elephants.
And beat my meat more.
Yeah.
Lift elephants? What the fuck does that mean?
Matt's a ripped guy.
He really is.
He could, like, lift a house.
He could grade cheese on his abs.
Yeah. And open cans of beans with his ass.
Oh, man.
And then kill someone with that can of beans.
Throw it at him after he ate it.
Eight different ways. I'm not even going to tell you the other
oh,
seven
shit,
because
forgot,
they're disgusting.
Forgot to talk about in Blue Streak when Martin Lawrence is talking about Dave Chappelle when they first meet the drug guys. He's like, you better watch out for this guy, man. He'll rip your guts out through your asshole. he's like, and then your eyeballs will pop out or something like that. So he's like, show him the gut and eyes move. Oh, yeah, so like, Dave Chappelle's just like, he just looks like he's shoving his hand up a guy's ass and then, like, ripping him out, and he goes, like, he's dropping them. So funny. I love Dave Chappelle, man. He's great.
Not a moment too soon, because my mommy's calling me.
All right. Great way to end it.
All right.
Bye, peoples. Till next month.
Whenever the next one is. No, we'll try.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try sooner.
Okay. All right.
All right. Peace out.
Done.
Adrenaline is flowing.